much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Howdy there, Shook. Top of the morning to you, Jive. Boy, you know this show is a good ditty right here.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hey, this is Rachel Nichols Baxter, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean.
If I even think about a girl that hot, I get the most unbelievable dry mouth. I mean, just picturing her beautiful eyes and her cute
Hi, Bean. You know, I've always really fancied you and had a really good time on your show, but after an interview like today, I love you even more. More than I ever thought I could, really. That offer to slit your wife's throat, I think I'll take you up on it.
And now,
giggity, giggity, giggity,
our feature presentation.
She has no idea how much damage that does to a geek like me.
I love her so much. Remember yesterday when Rachel Nichols was here? Wasn't that awesome?
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's the best. Now, are we going to be able to build a successful relationship if it's based on me having to murder my wife first in order to be able to get to her? Or is that going to always be something that kind of brings the whole thing down?
You might have thought of that before you made the offer.
No. I think it'll strengthen things. I think it'll be perfectly fine.
Well, I think it does prove my undevoted love to her, though.
Right,
I
mean, until you meet someone else.
We go into it, and no, there's no one else. Yeah. And by the way, I didn't offer to murder her. The whole slitting of the throat, that was Rachel's idea. That was her request.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I just said, I'll take care of her. That's all I said. And then Rachel read something ugly into it.
But what you meant was set her up someplace nice with a real nice house.
Is that what you meant?
No,
Marty, your manslave?
No, I meant chloroform in a shallow grave. That's what I meant. But nothing ugly and violent like, you know, slit in a throat. That's mean.
So just burying her alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
That way she's got a fighting chance.
God.
That way she... Hey, look, Uma Thurman was able to get out and kill Bill. So who's to say Dottie isn't?
Yeah, that's a movie.
Well, I'm just saying. Hey, 1-800-520-1067 is the telephone number if you want to be part of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. I'm also feeling very pleased today that Psycho Mike has the fear, which so much because, you know, I'm drinking chocolate milk and eating Frosted Flakes, and I'm fine. I never have those kind of digestive problems. And Mike, who, you know, pretends to be all healthy and whatnot, he gets the fear all the time, it seems like.
Well, it's not a digestive problem. I'm just really regular.
Yeah, but that's... Emergency
fear.
Emergency regular is not really regular.
Yeah, I mean, Chip will attest to the fact that I was sprinting in this morning, and it just happened. Just hit me.
The fear.
Just one of those things, brother.
Yeah, but it has to do with your diet, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
obviously it's not digesting at a comfortable rate if it goes from I'm fine to I have to go now or I'll die.
Yeah, I might be overselling it this morning. It might not have been the fear because I felt it coming on right when I left the house. It's just, what am I going to do, pull over?
Oh, well, that's not the fear.
Yeah. I mean, but it was by the time I reached K-Rock, by the time I reached the station, it was trouble.
The fear.
Well, I'd just like to point out, for as much as you mock what I eat, I've never had the fear.
It'll happen. It's coming. It doesn't matter that you think you've avoided it.
I don't think that happens to everybody.
Okay.
I haven't ever had it either.
Okay.
Well, honestly.
I jinxed it? Yeah.
You now you're both going to be in big trouble.
So if one of us disappears.
Squatting in your front yard.
If one of us disappears during the show today and we end up in Psycho Mike's front yard, you'll know what happened.
Well, that is policy, by the way. If you get the fear, you have to drive to Pasadena and go to Psycho Mike's parents' house and do it in the front yard.
All right, let's start with your phone calls and do Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Why don't we start with Keith? He's on line 7. He'll particularly enjoy the prize today for getting on the air. It's a pair of tickets to see your Los Angeles Dodgers versus the St. Louis Cardinals, who are an outstanding ball club in their own right. That'll be on Monday, August 17th at Dodger Stadium. Hey, Keith, what it do?
Hey, what's going on? I was wondering if Mike knew that there was going to be a Dodgers Snuggie night on August 14th, if he was going to boycott that night.
Snuggie night. Well,
really?
Boycott. That's a good question because he's a Dodger fan through and through.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's next Friday?
I think it's 14th, I think is what it is.
I think that is Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually do have tickets. I don't know what to do.
Poncho Patrol.
The Poncho Patrol has to show up in full effect.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
Battle the Snuggies.
Oh, are you afraid? Well, are you scared?
No.
Are you scared of a little Snuggie?
Why don't you shut up?
Are you scared?
I don't know if this helps make a decision, but we do have a Kevin and Bean event that night, so it's possible you may not be able to attend. But
and I was more concerned about the Poncho Patrol.
That's right.
The Poncho Patrol is a violent crew.
Right.
I don't want to bring that to Dodger Stadium.
Sure. No, you'd hate to bring violence to Dodger Stadium.
It's got enough already.
They're actually not even calling it a Snuggie. They're calling it a blanket with arms access or something like that.
So, in other words, they bought some sort of rip-off Snuggie product from Mexico.
Yeah, so I think it might be okay for them to go, because they're not actually technically a Snuggie.
All right. Okay, so he can get around it that way. I like it.
Well, right. And I can also go to the game and not accept the free gift. I've done it before.
Yeah, but as the founding member of the Poncho Patrol, I mean, you can't be surrounded by Snuggies. You can't be seen like that.
That's a good point. But like I said, I don't know if I want to bring the Poncho Patrol to Dodger Stadium, a place I love.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When the Poncho Patrol shows up, it goes down.
Oh, you don't have to tell us.
They've never showed up at anything.
Not yet.
What do you know?
Not yet, but they're going to.
One day.
They've had rehearsals.
Somewhere.
When they have the Snuggie for Dog night at Dodger Stadium, that's when Mike's going to be there with bells on.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's go to Jamie. Hi, Jamie. What to do?
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Did anyone see the new Shakira video?
Yes.
I saw that yesterday. And
smoking hot.
Unbelievable. She's amazingly hot. And a midget to boot.
And she looks naked in it, even though she's not.
I don't know. She's given Megan Fox a run for her money.
No.
What do you think?
Well, let's not get crazy.
No, I mean, that's absurd, but it's a good video.
Okay.
It is. It's pretty hot, though. And this is weird that we've all seen it. I mean.
Yeah, where were you guys yesterday?
I was just on iTunes. I mean, for me, it was just I stumbled across it. It's been out.
I mean, it's been out for a week or so. But, yeah, it's an exceptional video. And it's a pretty good song, too, by the way.
Oh, I didn't hear the song. I was just watching the video.
you had the sound down.
Thank you, Jamie. Let's go to Oscar. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What'd it do?
Downtown LA. Bums are getting a little aggressive nowadays.
The bums are?
The bums.
Uh-huh.
Homeless people.
You're right.
I'm working downtown. I get approached by a homeless guy in a wheelchair. Asks me for a dollar. Not just a dollar, but a mother effing dollar.
Sure.
I said, dude, you know, I don't have a dollar. He keeps asking me. He says, if you don't give me a dollar, I'm going to start punching your truck.
What?
Wow.
So he starts punching my truck. So I give him a little kick, push him away. I said, don't do that.
God.
This is the best story I've ever heard. Why would he start punching your truck?
Because he wanted a dollar.
No, I know, but why wouldn't he threaten you?
I don't know. He was going through my truck.
Because he can step away, but his truck can't leave. Stationary.
All right, so you kicked him away.
I gave him a little push away, a little foot kick. And he comes back, starts hitting it again. Dude, I said, I'm sorry, I don't have a dollar. Look, I have a cigarette. Would you like a cigarette? He says, no, I want a mother effing dollar.
Wow.
So, I'm sorry, you come back. I don't have anything for you. So he starts punching my truck again. So I grab him by the handle, drag him about 15 foot backwards. And he turns around. I said, oh, good, he's leaving. No, he turns around to find a ramp for the sidewalk.
Right.
So now he's charging at me full speed from the sidewalk. In his wheelchair.
How do you find yourself in a fight with a bum in a wheelchair all of a sudden?
Dude, this isn't even the bad area. Well, I guess it's all bad, maybe. I don't know. This is $60. It's a pretty nice area.
Okay.
So, as he's approaching, as he's charging me, he takes a swing at me, and I get out of the way. I take him down. I grab his wheelchair, throw it in the back of my truck, and I leave.
That's the answer. That's the fantastic conclusion I was hoping for.
Work him.
So now he's still wherever you left him because he can't move?
Well, you know, I felt bad instantly. As I drove off, I felt so bad. I did a block. I drove around the block, came back, threw it out the back of my truck, and I said, don't do that again.
Oh, well, you gave
in. I don't know
in.
How to feel about this.
I feel
that
wonderful.
He did the right thing.
That's the right
thing. I got to say, a lot of these people are not right in the head.
Right, but they also don't need to be attacking you for a mother effing dollar.
They're not right in the head.
Right.
That's the problem.
Okay.
Wow.
I think you handled it well. I think that was well done, Oscar.
You had to protect yourself.
Oscar, I think you did the right thing, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. Nice work. How many guys really have gotten in fights with bums, though? I mean, we might need to make that a call-in topic.
Yeah. I'm sure it happens.
All right. Let's go to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
So, the other day, my husband and I was actually giving him a massage, and a drunk guy just comes in stumbling in our house.
Was he in a wheelchair?
Wait, a drunk guy just walked into your house?
Yeah, yeah, and he knocks over all these chairs, he has his beer in his hand, he, like, totally stumbles over it, and he has snot all over his face.
Ew. Did he think he was somewhere else, or did he know he was in somebody else's house?
No, he knew he was in somewhere else, and I'm like, I go, excuse me, my husband comes up, and he's like, get out of my house, and he just goes, I don't know you, and he just falls over, and... Yeah, it was insane. My husband grabbed him by...
Did you take his wheelchair and drive around the block?
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, no, it would have.
Well, what happened? Did the guy just turn around and walk out once your husband yelled at him?
No, my husband had to actually grab his shirt by and his pants and throw him, but he was so heavy that my husband threw his back out.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty funny. And some neighbors had to come over and help us get him out. But, yeah, it was pretty funny. I mean, he... didn't know where he was, and he actually ended up being our neighbor.
He ended up being your neighbor? Your next-door neighbor?
Yeah.
What's happening to you people?
I have no idea. Maybe it's the city we live in. All right. I have no idea.
That's crazy.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it. And let's go to Eddie. Find out what he's got on his mind. Hi, Eddie. What'd it do?
Hey, guys. What'd it do, baby blue? What'd it do?
What'd it do?
Hey, Kevin, I've got a good question. Do you guys know any websites where I could try to find a participant to having a threesome? I find it convinced the old ball and chain to, get a threesome going on, but I just don't know where to find
There's one that most people end up using, and it's lemonparty.com.
.org.
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 Yeah, so go to that one, and I think you'll like it.
Okay.
Okay, good luck with that. Let us know how that goes.
And for everybody else, don't go to that website. But for Eddie, yes. Perfect for you.
You go right to it. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have Forrest Griffin on the program today. How about that?
Yeah.
Talking about UFC 101, which is Saturday night. He is fighting Anderson Silva. So we're very excited to talk to him. We are going to take your phone calls about revenge for cheating. I don't know if you saw the story where where the guy was cheating on his wife, and the wife and the woman that he was cheating with got together with another couple of women and played a huge prank on him where they tied him to a bed and then they super glued his penis to his stomach.
Yeah, I don't think I would call that prank.
It's not a prank. It was revenge is what it was. So we also have a new website for you that we think you'll like just after 6. I don't know if you've heard, but Eli Manning is now the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Wow. How about that?
So we're going to check in with him and find out what's going on. We have the writer-director of Funny People, Judd Apatow, on the program today.
He's great.
And Lisa wants to go to the worst movie that's ever been made.
Best movie.
And that's fascinating to me.
The best movie in the world.
So we'll get to that as well. And the Road Trip USA stop number 4. At 7 o'clock this morning, you could instantly win a trip to see Blink-182 at the Virgin Mobile Free Fest in Washington, D.C.
Plus, Roastmaster General, our friend Jeffrey Ross on the show today, talking about the Joan Rivers roast coming up in a few days.
Can't wait for that. My fear is that he respects her, and I don't know how, but my fear is he's not going to bring the hurt like he usually does.
Yeah.
So we'll have to talk to him about that. So that's coming up as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Hey!
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
And it's 5:52.
Writer-director Judd Apatow from the movie Funny People coming up in the 6 o'clock hour just after 7. Win a trip to Washington, D.C. to see Blink-182. That's just some of the excitement straight ahead for you here on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, dude?
Are either of you guys scientists?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk to you after the show, though.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure what's going on with my body.
I'm not, then. I don't want to.
I don't need to see your body. It doesn't involve any sort of latex glove.
All right, good.
But I was always curious about this product, this 5-hour energy that they talk about.
Right.
It comes in a little tiny bottle. You can get it at 7-Eleven.
I see you. You've been drinking that.
And it's full of chock full of B vitamins and amino acids and whatnot, and just like the caffeine of like a regular cup of coffee, they claim.
Right.
And I am horribly tired when I get up in the morning, regardless of how much sleep I get the night before. When I just waking up early is does not suit me. Does not.
It's not your body clock.
No,
it never
does
did.
Not bode well for me.
Right? Is it worse now?
No, it's better. I take this stuff in the morning, and I feel energetic.
I actually know something about that.
I don't know whether it is a placebo effect, whether I've convinced myself that this is a byproduct of this solution.
All right then,
or whether it actually works. So maybe we can talk to somebody, somebody who knows something about body chemistry or something, see if there's something to
this. Are you taking it first thing in the morning?
I was taking it towards the end of the show to try to get through the rest of my day, but now I've started taking it in the morning on my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel much more
if
awake
it's working,
and
though, if it's working, why question the magic? Why not just keep going on with
because
what you're doing?
I don't want to be a sucker and be the victim of advertising or a false claim and be lining the pockets of Mr. 5 Hour.
Yeah.
I think that's his name. That's why they call it the 5 Hour Energy Drink. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, I'm just kidding myself. I would like to know the truth. I am a seeker of truth, Bean. That's why.
Okay. I'm just saying it's not really a false claim if it's working for you, whether it's because it works mentally or physically. It's achieving the desired result. It seems to me it would be worth the couple of bucks a day to keep going.
Well, so just keep deluding myself? That's what you're saying? Just keep living a lie? That's
keep
your
allowing it to work. That's what I'm saying, yes.
I mean, you know if it's just a concentrated source of caffeine, even if it's just that.
But it's not just
help.
Caffeine.
No, I'm saying, but even let's just put aside.
Because I have tons of coffee in the morning, and I never really felt that awake.
But let's say 200 milligrams of caffeine in coffee is spread out over 12 ounces. You're getting it in the 5-hour energy in 1 or 2 ounces. So, I mean, it's just even if it was just a concentrated source of caffeine, which I don't think it is, it's more.
Concentrate it more then. Get even
yes.
more.
Well, you can have two of them.
I can get like a suppository. Just have it.
Go right
just,
into your bloodstream.
Just have it. Just boiled down to a suppository.
That bottle seems loose enough to be big. I'm sorry.
What?
That bottle seems small enough. Is what I was thinking.
Easy there, sailor.
Making a moral judgment on the bottle now.
All right. Enough about my my bloodstream. Let's talk about other kind of blood, shall we? True blood. How about
yes.
that for a segue?
Whoa. Yes.
Thank you, 5 Hour Whoa. Energy.
Yes. How do you do it?
Anna Paquin has announced that she is truly in love with her her co-star from True Blood, Stephen Moyer.
Which one is he?
He is one of the people on True Blood.
I don't know if like he was the lead vampire. I don't know that guy's name.
I know the cast visually. I do her not. Brother? I haven't yeah. connected Same the here. Names to the faces yet.
Same here.
But
the chicks love him, though. He apparently is quite the heartthrob these days.
There's a bunch of hunks on that show. You know, speaking as a dude who's not a mo.
Right.
But there's still a good-looking crew of guys. I'm just saying. I think he may be the vampire dude. The guy that she's in love
dude?
With.
He yeah. is. He's a vampire dude. Yeah,
oh, he is. Okay.
They're engaged.
Wow.
This is according to People magazine. Yeah. They are set to tie the knot, apparently, sometime before the end of the year.
You can do that
Bill
with
is his name. You can do that with a vampire?
Yes.
Huh.
Apparently, you can't get married if you're gay, but you can get married if you're a vampire.
If you're a vampire.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your True Blood update. Speaking of marriage and relationships, Sienna Miller is talking to the press these days because she's got G.I. Joe, Rise of the Cobra, coming out.
Right.
She plays the Baroness in that movie. She is now admitting that the photos of her sitting topless on the lap of the then-married father of four, Balthazar Getty, in Italy on that balcony.
Right.
Probably looked awful, she says to a reporter.
Probably.
I thought they looked great.
They did look good.
I said, yeah, I think she's wrong. I think it looked good.
Meaning it wasn't what it looked like?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Appearances can be deceiving, Kevin.
Really?
Just because she was naked wearing a captain's hat making out with a married dude doesn't necessarily mean everything was as it appeared. But she admits it probably looked awful to the people on the outside.
If that's cool, I'd like to start doing that.
I would,
too. She's not really a captain?
She's not a captain, that's right. She's just a lieutenant. More relationship news. Is the guy who won the heart of the Bachelorette, Jillian Harris, a dirty, rotten, two-timing scoundrel?
Wow.
Apparently, two of his ex-girlfriends have stepped forward a mere week or so after the finale, claiming he slept with both of them.
Gentlemen, start your boners.
All right.
One old flame, Bethany Steffen, says he text messaged her to come over with, and I quote, beer and condoms.
He asked them to bring them.
Yes.
I like that.
What a lazy cheater he is. Jillian, by the way, dismisses the claims of the girls' stories, saying it just simply isn't possible.
It isn't possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever you need to believe. Girl who looks for love on television. Maybe the three of them will get together and pull a prank on him by tying him up and super gluing his unit to his stomach.
There would be best case. Yeah.
American Idol. Of course, I heard you guys just moments ago talking about Paula Abdul and how she quit American Idol. Well, she may, believe it or not, have screwed herself in this situation.
Really?
She may have made a boneheaded decision.
What a surprise.
Because it seems so wise.
According to TMZ.com, her representatives were still in the midst of negotiating a deal with producers.
When she did her tweet
and said that she was walking away.
That doesn't surprise
me. Imagine how frustrating it must be to be her manager or agent.
No. Didn't she change him like two, three times?
Yeah. This guy's pretty new.
Apparently, her representatives were negotiating a deal with the producers of American Idol who had two different offers they were laying on the table that were being countered one at a time by
her
people.
So they were still at least negotiating and trying to get her...
She never responded to the second proposal that the producers presented. She just immediately went to her Twitter account and said goodbye.
Because they do not appreciate her for the gift she is.
She's a gift.
She is a gift.
You can understand her anger.
According to an insider, the producers heard the news and went, oh, great, and they jumped at the opportunity to cut her loose.
They were quick to go, oh,
yep. Rescinded that offer immediately.
She sure did leave.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am. It's hurtful, and it stinks. And it takes everything out of me to smile and be jovial when I'm being screwed.
Yeah, well.
Not being screwed anymore.
American Idol apparently has rejected her gift. Nigel Lithgow, who used to be the producer on that show, who has since left but is still the producer and one of the judges on So You Think You Can Dance, has left Paula an open-ended invitation to go over on that show if she wants to.
Well, it's at least an option.
Yeah, at least she'd have a job.
Didn't seem like she had before.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes is 28 years old today. Model Marissa Miller is 31.
I think that may be Mike's favorite of all time.
She is pretty spectacular. Yeah. Got to give her that. Melissa George, actress from Alias and Grey's Anatomy, is 33 years old today. She is not a duck face.
She does look like a duck.
If anything, she has a bunny face. She has an cute little adorable bunny face.
I can see some bunny in her.
There's
no
duck in her.
She's a little bit ducky.
There's no duck.
I don't
see. She's sort of ducky.
But in what way is
sort of duck?
She's duck-like.
There's no duck. Zero duck.
I don't see any duck.
Quack.
You think she's sans duck?
She is duckless.
I'm saying she's ducky, but rabbity works as well. But I still think she's very beautiful, though. I've got no problems with
Melissa
George.
Oh, sure. Nothing hotter than a duck.
Yeah, she looks like a duck, and I sure find her hot.
Oh, I can't wait just to...
Yes?
Something rhymes with duck. Soleil Moon Frye.
Yeah.
Wow. You remember her as Punky Brewster.
Hot day today.
33 years old today. Actor Jason O'Mara, who was on Life on Mars. I loved that show, and they canceled it. He is 34 years old. Spice Girls' Jerry Halliwell. She was...
Ginger.
She's Ginger Spice. 37. M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh.
From Sixth Sense.
Hey!
Last good movie ever directed was 39 years old. Michelle Yeoh!
Hey!
And Crouching Tiger is 47. And Randy DeBarge of the legendary band DeBarge celebrates his 51st birthday
today.
There
can't be a DeBarge birthday once a week.
You'd be surprised, my friend. There are 98 DeBarges.
Well, there needs to stop being so many.
We got
to
celebrate Randy's birthday. Happy birthday, Randy DeBarge! Ones
queer.
And twos.
Queer.
You know what DeBarge is? DeBarge is like 5-hour energy for your ears.
Queer.
That's what DeBarge is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I'm a little bit frustrated, Kevin, because you always hear how there's something for everybody on the internet. No matter what it is you're interested in, you can find it.
Sure.
That's true. You know how often I've told you how much I enjoy looking at chicks eating tacos. And for whatever reason, that has not been discovered yet. Like, nobody's bothered to put that up yet. And it makes me kind of sad.
Well, there is a site. It might not be exactly what you're looking for, but it's called Hot Chicks Eating Tacos.
What? .com. What? Are you kidding me? How have I not heard about this before?
And we have the creator, Justin, on the line. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
HotChicksEatingTacos.com.
Finally, this has happened. Now the internet starts to get useful. It's been a big waste of time up until now, but thank God for you, Justin.
Exactly. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Now, this is not a euphemism. That would be even better.
Well, yeah, I think people kind of think about it like that.
Right.
You know.
But it's they're actually eating physical tacos, though. It's right.
Yes, they are eating physical tacos.
Okay, guys, come over here eating tacos.
Well, you do on this site, that's for sure. So we have to ask Justin, as brilliant as the site is, how did it? I mean, it's a relatively new website. How did it begin?
Yeah, it's a couple days old. Actually, this is kind of a child of boredom. You know, everybody's got a blog out there, and I didn't really have anything to write about, so I said, "Hey, what are two great things that would you know people would really enjoy?" And came up with hot chicks and tacos.
What did the list look like before you pared it down of, you know, different things that you might want to include in this?
Oh, God, we had all kinds of ideas all over the place, but, you know, this
Hot Chicks
really
was
kind of,
Hot
just
Chicks
because
is,
of the name.
That's automatic. Yeah, well, that makes sense, too, yeah. But how do you get pictures like that?
You know what? We have a Gmail account, and that's actually really getting full right now with people just submitting stuff. We actually got one from Playmate Spencer Scott just yesterday.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the top entry on HotChicksEatingTacos.com, and she sure is enjoying that taco.
And we are waiting for the picture of Lisa May.
Done.
Or Cassandra missed double December, so
we can you know. We can
I like
make
me some tacos.
We can yes you do
yes you do
we can
especially
make
in college. Lisa, would you be willing to be a featured model on HotChicksEatingTacos.com?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
Cool, we'll bring some tacos over after the interview.
All righty.
So how are, I mean, you say your email box is filling up, Justin. How are people hearing about the site?
Well, we got pages up on all the social networking things like Facebook, MySpace, okay. And you know, a Twitter account so you can follow us, and we, you know, try to do daily posts. And
I'll bet that Twitter account is fascinating. Sure,
yeah,
looking for hot chicks
couple,
right now.
A couple hundred followers already, so
sure could use a hot
hey,
chick.
Kevin,
can't find
Kevin,
any.
You heard about how we discovered the website, right? Our friend Aisa was eating was at lunch and tweeted that she was eating a taco, and I guess you must be doing searches, Justin, for women who are eating tacos and tweeting about it, right?
Yeah, that's a really cool thing about Twitter. We went and like did some searches and found people that like tacos and hot chicks, and you know we've been following them, and they're following us now.
So she tipped us off to your website. She said I tweeted about this, and then these people started following me. You have to check it out, and it's Hot Chicks Eating Tacos.
That's the magic of the internet these days.
Now, how many how many pictures do you have up? I see about 10.
I think we got about 10 up, and 10? I have just a box filled with this, and it, you know, yeah. Since this is kind of a side deal, and I got some actually that I'll have to forward over to you guys that I can't put up on the site.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I'll forward
exactly.
Those over to you guys
Thank
later
you.
On.
So do you, I mean, it's amusing now, and you're getting a lot of laughs, and you're probably even surprised at how much attention the site is already drawing just up 2 days. But do you have an end game? Is there a goal for this?
Not really. Really, it's just about kind of having fun.
It's the journey, Bean. It's not the destination.
I think that we might, you know, run some, you know, it's been taken off. We might run some kind of contest or something, maybe do something for charity, something good.
Oh, I like it.
I'll be working on that.
Maybe have a way of voting?
Something.
Either on the hot chick or the taco?
Something that's coming in the future. You'll have to, you know, check back soon.
You have a virtual girl eating a taco.
Yeah, that actually came from Second Life. That's a, you know, a platform that people do this little
right.
Virtual thing and hang
oh,
out.
Oh, so it's a screenshot of the actual thing.
Yeah, that's actually a person that created themselves an avatar.
Because I was going to say,
how about that?
I was going to say, her hands are covering her boobs. If it's virtual, you might as well, you know, put it up.
Show it all, yeah.
Yeah.
We try to keep the site kind of tame.
Well, don't.
Well, hey, that's stuff that I can send you guys over later
okay.
on.
Okay, all right then, it. Yeah. All right, that works.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
Well, now, that's an interesting question, Justin, because it doesn't. You don't care what kind of taco the girl is eating, right?
Oh, we're taco agnostic over here, so.
Okay, fantastic. All right, the site is HotChicksEatingTacos.com, and if you go there, that's where you can find the Gmail address if any of our listeners perhaps would like to send over their photos for consideration. Now, here's my final question for you, Justin. Is it you or is it a team of guys that determine whether the chick is hot enough to make the site? I mean, if you get a beast sending over a picture with a taco, you just won't put that up, right?
Yeah, right now it's me. Now that we're getting all of these photos, I'm going to be a little bit more selective and kind of step the game up a little bit because I know that people like to see quality. So,
what if the girl's not hot, but the taco is amazing?
I don't know. We'll have to see on that one.
All right. Listen, I would like our listeners to flood you with great photos of hot chicks eating tacos.
Oh,
would,
they can do that.
I'd like to be the main supporter, if you don't mind, for a while of hot chicks eating tacos.
I love that. That would,
we love it. Thank you very much.
Okay. So give out your email address quick.
It's a hotchickseatingtacos@gmail.com.
No, I'm not going to thrill him. Are you crazy? This is the best site ever.
Mike.
He's getting the music up.
What do you think Kevin is?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You said hotchickseatingtacos@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or were you going on to say something else?
Oh, no. I'm saying okay. You can hit us on any of the social networks.
Okay.
So you can find us on
Fantastic.
Twitter, MySpace, Facebook.
Well, you are definitely doing the Lord's work, man. I hope the site is very successful. We'll definitely bookmark it and keep checking back.
Thanks, and we look forward to the picture from Lisa May.
It'll be on its way today.
All right, thank you.
Or tomorrow when I wear something cuter.
Yeah, okay. That's right. That's Local H on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 626.
Kind of said that like it was a threat there, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. How about the writer-director of America's number one film called Funny People? We'll talk to Judd Apatow coming up. First, though, it's right around the corner.
Who's ready for some football?
Oh, I'm so excited about football because now they're starting to get into training camps.
Yep.
And the news is starting to come back out again. I love football season. And I don't know if you read this or not, but Eli Manning, who's the quarterback for the Giants, is on the verge of completing a six-year contract extension worth $97 million.
What?
Which would make him the highest paid quarterback per year ever.
Oh my God.
Well, why not round it up to an even 100 if you're talking about 97 and a half? I mean, seriously.
I couldn't imagine. But that's an amazing deal. And it's been a while since we've checked in with Eli, one of our favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. Hi, Eli.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm Eli.
For those yes, of you, you
that,
are.
For those of you that haven't seen the pictures, I believe we have one up on the site. He's a mouth breather.
Yeah.
He's a mouth breather.
Of course yeah. I am. What else? Where can you breathe?
Well, your nose.
Right.
The thing about Mr. Manning, he's a very talented quarterback, but he has to wear the helmet off the field as well. That's kind of our point.
Yeah, this one's yellow.
Right. Now, Eli, if this report is true and the deal is going down, it's $97.5 million for 6 years with $35 million of that guaranteed.
I know, I'm so rich. That,
you are rich beyond words.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a lot of toys and things.
Toys?
First thing I'm going to get with my money is whores.
Yeah.
Whores.
That's a toy.
Wow, that is a toy.
I got a boat off my house in Mississippi in the river, and I can't make it move. So I got to buy some whores.
Oh, okay, some whores. Oh,
yeah.
No, that's not the same thing.
Oars. I see Oars. What you're saying there. Okay,
and
that
then
makes
I'm
sense.
I'm going to get some guns.
Guns?
Yeah.
No. You don't need
you
a gun.
You shouldn't have a gun.
Yeah, I'm going to buy some new weights so I can lift them and make my arms look really big.
Oh, those kinds of guns. Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then I'm going to buy some Coke.
Whoa. Some Coke.
Yeah.
You do drugs now?
Yeah.
All right, we're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
That what he meant.
Okay.
Oh, you did mean cocaine.
I know. Awesome.
Now, what about big money items? I mean, a lot of guys, they get a contract like this, they can afford anything. It's new cars, it's boats, it's houses. Have you given any thought to any of that stuff?
Yeah, I'm just loading in some things now that I got.
Okay.
I got a horn.
You have a horn?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's like a $2 item, isn't it, Eli?
I know, but I got 400,000 of them.
Wow. Oh, I see. You went to Costco?
I love that sound.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's worth the money right there.
Oh, I'm so rich.
That's a lot of horns.
Is that a horn?
No, it's a whoopee cushion.
A whoopee cushion, of course.
Made out of mink.
Cow?
Yeah, I got a cow.
Okay, do you know
what are you gonna do with a cow?
I'm gonna get milk. I like milk.
Do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Eli showed me how to get milk out of a bull.
Eli did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You have to grab the teat.
Yes, that's true.
Hello.
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 I bought the Three Stooges.
How do you buy the Three Stooges? I didn't even know they were for sale.
I thought they were dead.
They are. But if you run electric current through them, they come back to life.
Is that right?
I bought the reanimated Three Stooges.
That's a strange purchase.
It's worth it.
Eli? Is that a little one?
That's more than one.
Uh-oh. What's going on, Eli?
I bought the Octomom. Oh. So I can punch her in the face.
Her? Well, that's a good instinct. I knew she was for sale. That's clear.
Yeah. Rick D's.
Do you have an assistant who's pulling stuff out of the truck for you?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what I thought.
His name's Omar.
Is it? Really?
Yeah. All right, you got a cuckoo clock?
Yeah. I just...
That sounds like a big gun.
Yeah.
What are you shooting at?
Eli? What's happening? What are you shooting at? Eli! Okay.
What are you... Eli, stop shooting!
I bought a militia!
That seems bad.
Hey, I think Judd Apatow's on the phone from America's number one movie called Funny People. Hey, Judd, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Great to be here with my most ardent supporters.
I'll tell you, without you, we don't have Anchorman, the 40-year-old virgin, kicking and screaming, Talladega Nights, Knocked Up, Superbad, Walk Hard, Forgetting Sarah Marshall's Stepbrothers, Pineapple Express, not just to name a few.
Well, that's not a world I want to live in.
And that's pretty much my list of funny, my movies.
Favorite movies, yeah.
Well, I'm a lucky man. I can't say that they wouldn't exist without me. But very nice of you.
All right.
Well, Judd, I'm so glad we have you on because we've all everyone you're talking to has been to the movie and have been talking up the movie. But the one question that I've not heard anyone ask, and I knew I had to go directly to the brain himself that created this, is I get that the guinea pigs are undercover, but how do you get them to carry the little guns?
That's G-Force.
So Tracy Morgan's guinea pig. Right?
Yes. Okay. Tell me.
Special battery pack. No, I don't know.
All right, let's talk about the funny people. It is it's a big hit, obviously, and it a lot of people are saying, hey, this is a different side of Judd Apatow because you really delve further into the serious. Is that a difficult thing to make a funny movie that also has those wild swings of emotion that the audience has to go along with the ride for too?
Well, you know, the key to me is always kind of make it super funny, and then if I can make it go a little bit deeper each time, I'm happy. So the first thing I think of is like, is this funny and entertaining? And then can I say something a little more? And I love when movies can pull that off. I love the Terms of Endearment and Harold and Maude and Punch Drunk Love, movies like that. So that's always the goal. But primarily, it's got to be crazy funny. And you can talk about things like, you know, people who get sick and get better and don't know what to do when they get better, if it happens to a comic, because a comic is going to be funny and still talk about his penis the whole time.
Were you worried that the character that Adam Sandler plays was too unlikable or too supremely unhappy?
Guys like Adam that people have loved for so long, they just have a buy to be way more horrible as people in movies. Because you've just had this relationship with them for 20 years.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, and then he has like a W.C. Fields, you know, Bill Murray quality where like he can be kind of a complete jerk and you find it hilarious because you just know he's in pain.
Yeah. Well,
they just insult each other all day long. I mean, you guys, you know, you are that. You know, you're just vicious to the guys that you like.
It is a rough room, that's for sure.
Yes.
By the way, I can't agree more with the people who are saying that this is the best work Adam Sandler's ever done. I mean, some of those scenes where he is playing straight and playing a guy, you know, going through a difficult patch of his life. I mean, you almost can't believe that's the Little Nicky guy. He is amazing in this movie, Judd.
He's a fantastic actor, and what I love about it is it's a real stripped-down performance. He's playing, you know, a real person, and it's also R-rated, so you get to see this kind of filthy, raw, nasty side to Adam's sense of humor, which I think you've only heard maybe a little bit on his comedy albums, and he did an amazing job. I want people to see it just to see what he did, because I think it's pretty remarkable.
He sure didn't overplay it. I mean, he really was low-key. And you kind of got the feeling that he didn't need to overplay.
Yeah, I think I see what a good actor he actually is in this movie.
Yeah, I mean it's very exciting to have it out there. I used to sit in editing and think, man, Adam did such a good job. I got to make this movie good. I got to make it as good as what he just did.
Yeah.
So he puts pressure on you with his performance.
Well, he would say to me all the time, he'd say, Judd, I wrote an hour stand-up act for you. I'm singing in the movie. I'm doing things I don't do. I'm cursing. I'm having sex with all these women. I gave you everything you wanted. Don't screw it up.
Now, speaking of good actors, I was blown away this time, and I love Seth Rogen, but I was blown away by his serious side and his acting, and his character, I thought, was amazing.
No, he did a fantastic job. It's also another kind of funny, underplayed performance. It's, you know, it's a little bit based on what I was like when I was 20 years old, and I used to live with Adam Sandler, and I would write jokes at night for people like Roseanne and Tom, and just how excited I was to be in comedy. So it, in life, Seth is really kind of funny and bitter, but in this, it's a little more like the goofy, naive energy that I had when I was young.
And the relationship that he has with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, he was goofy and naive.
Really touching.
But he was really, yeah, honest, and it seemed
genuine.
Like, yeah.
Well, he's... comics are great actors. You know, people never give the comic actors credit for how hard it is. You know, Seth, you know, during Oscar time, he was saying, you know, it's not that hard to make the Holocaust look sad.
Right.
We are talking to Judd Apatow, by the way, writer-director of Funny People, currently in theaters now, and you ought to see it. You know, it's funny, you talk about your early days of writing jokes, and I was wondering as I was watching this movie how many of these things actually happened to you in real life. For instance, the scene where the comic in the film's parents come over and say, why do you have to work blue? Is that something you've ever encountered? Because you certainly have worked blue at times in your career, Judd.
I have had that moment where, you know, like my dad will see a movie and he'll say, this one I liked.
Nice.
Oh, what does that mean? Which one did you
like? In contrast to the ones you make.
Do stand-ups really, like the guys in your film, do they really have posters of Rodney Dangerfield and Red Fox and people like that on the wall, or did you make that up?
No, that's such a great comedy nerd thing to do, you know, when you're 20
yes. years old
and you're making a little more money than you should and you don't know what to hang, so you, like, frame photographs of people that you like. You know, that was the basic idea of the apartment. When we were young, there was always this one guy who, you know, he got a series when he was young and was making just an insane amount of money for a guy who was 21, 22 years old, and he would leave his checks around the house.
That was true.
That was true. Oh, my God.
What an ass.
And so,
I saw that, and I thought, oh, that's over the top. No one would ever do that. No one would ever
he would leave it, like, on the kitchen table, like, oh, what's that, $40,000? Oh, I have so many of those. I just, it's hard to keep track of them. Okay.
Jason Schwartzman was great in that role as well.
Oh, no,
and,
so funny.
And Leslie Mann, by the way, you got to hook me up with her because she's, you know what I mean?
Kevin,
she's the
actually,
real deal. I'd
no,
love
Kevin,
to, if you
no,
can hook
don't
that
say,
up.
Don't say that to Mr. Apatow. Don't say that. It's his
any
wife.
Kind of
that's Kevin, that's his wife. You don't want to
what?
Say it. Although, wow, does she have a banging body for a chick with two kids? Let's be honest here. Come on.
Let me tell you something. My wife is, she's gorgeous. She's viciously funny. And no one has sex with Adam Sandler like she does.
Yeah, that had to be odd. A lot of people asked you about that. That had to be a little strange.
You know, I'm just happy to see a smile on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Because normally when she's doing that act, she doesn't have one.
She's reading Variety usually when she's doing that act.
I think you know, like, Adam's a goofy Jew like me. He's not going to get it done. That's why there's no sex scene with Banna. I know, like, it's going to be hard to follow that, even a fake movie make out.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. We, my wife and I walked out of that movie, by the way, Judd, and she said, look, I like the movie and all, but tell Judd when you talk to him, he's got to just make a spinoff with his kids because they're the cutest things I've ever seen. And by the way, though, considering the abuse you could take if your kids were terrible actors, they really bring it. They are unbelievable on screen.
I know. It is like probably the dumbest thing to do is to put your kids in a movie, because what if they were awful and the world hated them?
Yeah, yes. That's not good.
The other day, my daughter Maud said to me, how much money do I have in the bank?
That's
to, like,
fantastic.
Start an account, and anything they get paid to act goes in the account, and you're supposed to give it to them when they're 18. But the truth is, I do not want to make her aware of the fact that when she goes to college, she'll have like $20,000 in beer money.
Yeah, that's not something that you really want them to know.
Well, we have just scratched the surface on all the great performances that are in this movie. We haven't even gotten into the unbelievable amount of cameos, including a very funny scene with Eminem that we don't even want to tell you about because you got to go see it. The movie is called Funny People. It is in theaters everywhere. Judd, you know, we always love catching up with you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for making the time for us, dude.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank you, man.
It.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 3 minutes till 7 o'clock.
If you never listen to another minute of the Kevin and Bean Show, make sure you're listening coming up in about 10 minutes when Kevin and Lisa debate the merits of Julie versus Julia, opening in theaters this
cannot
weekend.
Wait.
Best movie ever.
Yes, it is.
Two of the great cinematic minds of our time.
That is going to be a great movie.
They have been sniping about this off the air for about a month now, and finally it's getting to the point where we have to discuss it because I think they're going to kill each other before either of them gets a chance to see the movie.
Oh, that would be a shame.
Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday.
Frontman for Aerosmith, Steven Tyler.
had to be rushed to the hospital, airlifted to a hospital after he fell off the stage during a concert at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota.
Really? While performing?
Yes.
Awesome.
Tyler, who is 61, by the way.
Wow.
Just goes to show you, drug use isn't always bad.
Yeah.
Because he looks pretty good for 61.
I guess.
He was dancing around after the sound system failed during Love in an Elevator. They were performing that song and the audio cut out, so he started dancing for the crowd on the catwalk of the stage when he misstepped and fell backward off of the catwalk into a crowd of fans. They pushed him back up on the stage. However, he suffered head and neck injuries and a shoulder injury. He was taken backstage, and guitarist Joe Perry came out to tell the audience he was being taken to the hospital, and the show would not go on. So I guess the show doesn't have to go on.
Well,
despite
thought it did.
What they say. He was airlifted by an ambulance helicopter away from the stage, and apparently he's going to be okay. But, you know, at 61, you fall off a stage.
Break a hip.
Not like the good old days when you just get back up and do a giant line.
Right.
That's how he used to handle his injuries, I think. He stopped doing that.
Hey, I get nervous about stories like that. I remember Curtis Mayfield. Remember, that's what paralyzed him, was falling off one of those stages.
Sure. Who doesn't remember the Curtis Mayfield story?
I remember Incident. Where I was when that happened.
For some people, it's like when Kennedy was shot. Jennifer Aniston's got a new movie. Daily Variety has announced she is... Oh, sounds horrible. She's going to make a movie, a 1940s period film, about eight women in prison who formed one of the first all-girl country and western bands.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that has everything.
It's called The Gory Girls.
No! No!
Apparently based on a true story, the band quickly became a public favorite and were eventually pardoned from the prison they were in. Wow,
that's got
everything.
Wait, they were pardoned because they were a good singing band?
Because people loved country music.
What?
That's all you need in the South to get pardoned.
No!
Is to be good on the twanger.
I have a clip of the Gory Girls if you'd like to hear what some of their music sounds like.
Please.
That sounds sounds a lot like Hate Beak.
They're way better than I thought.
They were a real influence for Hate Beak.
That was better than I expected. That's true. Yeah, so that's her next project.
No.
That sounds like a joke.
Doesn't she want to be an actress anymore? What if she just retired, if that's how you feel? Instead of doing the Gory Girls about the all-girl country and western band in prison in the
40s. Not good.
Let's all be open-minded for a moment and think. Is it possible that there's a good movie in that story?
No!
Okay, I agree. I think I agree with you.
That's I just
wanted to put it out there in the universe. That let's consider that maybe somebody could turn that into something watchable. That's all.
If Jennifer Aniston is in a woman's prison movie...
Yes.
I don't want to see her playing the jug. Or the washtub bass or whatever they're going to be playing this movie. I want to see,
of course,
a good movie.
You want to see the shower scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not country and western music?
No.
No.
Does anyone have a fork I can stick into my own eye?
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Yeah. One of the biggest sci-fi books of all time is being turned into a motion picture. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of Brave New World?
Hmm.
Pretty famous book. Leonardo DiCaprio apparently will be starring in the film based on the famous book. Ridley Scott, Blade Runner director, will be returning to his sci-fi roots and be directing as well. So now there's a movie I can get behind.
I have a clip of that movie.
I'd love to
hear
it.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Why are you so harsh with me? Because you need it. Isn't it enough for you to know that I love you more than I've ever loved anyone? That I will always love you.
You know I'm very fond of you.
Do you love me?
What?
Yes.
That's a Brave New World right there. World I don't want to visit. Speaking of movies, you guys familiar with RunP.com?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
RunP.com is a website. Let's say you go to the movies and you shell out your $50 for your tickets and your goodies and your jujubes.
Right.
And your junior mints.
Sure.
And your popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And your tub of soda.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're drinking the tub of soda, and about halfway through the movie, nature calls.
Right.
Yeah. Not the fear, not like Psycho Mike, just, you know, number one.
You try to pick a spot where you're not going to miss anything.
Right, but how do you know, Kevin?
You don't?
You haven't seen the movie before. RunP.com gives you a listing of all the current movies in theaters and tells you what boring part during the movie you can get up and safely go to the bathroom.
What a great really? Idea.
Where you won't be missing anything important.
That is spectacular.
Isn't that genius?
That just happened to be with funny people, and I thought, oh, is this, maybe I can get away with it here, and then you get up and run. Is it R-U-N-P-E-E?
Run, P, R-U-N-P-E-E dot com.
That's the best.
List moments in a film where you won't miss much by sneaking out for some quick relief.
That is a real service
a great
to
idea.
Humanity.
It also recaps what you won't be seeing during your time outside of the theater. And they also have an iPhone app.
Oh, good.
So while you're in the bathroom, you can check and see what's going on the screen while you're taking care of business. RunP.com.
Huh.
Genius.
That's pretty smart.
You got to talk to those folks. Maybe they can team up with Hot Girls Eating Tacos and make it just one big site. Hot Girls Eating Tacos on the Toilet.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
That's just not good.
Michelle Yeoh from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is 47 years old today. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is 39. Jerry Halliwell from Spice Girls, she was Ginger Spice, 37. Jason O'Mara from Life on Mars is 37 as well. Soleil Moon Frye.
Yes.
Punky Brewster.
Punky.
What is that song?
I don't know.
Huh?
She's 33 years old. Melissa George, the lovely and talented actress from Alias and Grey's Anatomy, is 33. Producer Josh Schwartz, who gave us the OC. And also Chuck. Is 33 years old. Marissa Miller.
What?
Supermodel is 31. And Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Hey, my thing just went away. Who won the tickets to Blink 182 in Washington, D.C.?
Randy Whitbracht. Congratulations. Got the trip to Washington, D.C. to see Blink 182. Your chance to win tickets to see them locally coming up very soon.
All right.
I'm going
to
guess that that's probably not how Randy would pronounce
it. It's pretty close. I saw it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put any money on my ability to do that. So, yeah.
A few minutes ago, we were talking about The Funny People, which is in theaters now. But you're going to forget all about Funny People, Kevin, when you go see Julie versus Julia. Because that's the movie that opens tomorrow that I know you've already got your tickets for first screening.
You're already wrong. It's Julie and Julia. Not
whatever
versus.
It's called.
Right, sure. This movie, I'll just start by saying I'm not a big Food Channel fan.
Okay.
I can't imagine watching people make food. That, to me, sounds like hell. If I were to go to hell, they would make me watch people cook.
But there are
at least
of
you
people
understand
who
that,
love that.
Yeah, at least you know there's lots of TV shows and stuff like that. I mean, that is something that, because everybody eats, and a lot of people enjoy seeing new ways to cook food.
But this movie, correct me if I'm wrong, Lisa,
is
some fat British chick, right, who is a chef. So she comes up with recipes, and then the movie is about another woman who cooked one of her recipes per day and then blogged about it.
You're wrong. First of all, Julia Child, I think, is American.
Okay.
She is American, yes.
Right. A fascinating woman who actually worked for the OSS.
Was she a chef?
And got her own cooking show when no woman had done that.
Okay.
A 6-foot-tall, not attractive,
hideous,
awkward,
blow pig.
Fearless woman.
Right.
Who taught women that
she cooked.
They could cook like the French chefs.
So she cooked, and then another woman made one recipe per day for a year and blogged about it. Is that accurate?
That's not accurate. She decided to make every single recipe in a year of Mastering the Art of French Cooking. There are 524 recipes in that book.
Did she blog about
that? She had to make all of
those
in a year.
Did she blog or not?
She wrote a blog. It became a book and is now a movie and changed her life forever.
This movie as hard as possible.
You're missing the story.
I'm not missing the story.
Yes.
This is a woman.
This is
who,
a story
today,
of a woman.
Today I made dumplings.
No.
They came out a little bad.
It's not
I'm
at all.
I'm
going like
to try
that.
Again tomorrow.
If you look at the recipes in this book, they're
why would I do that?
Ridiculous. The kinds of ingredients that you have to get. Thank God she lived in New York so she could go to all these crazy, weird ethnic markets.
Has there ever been a lamer excuse for a movie? A weaker premise?
No, it's fabulous.
The one
book
woman
was
cooks.
Fascinating.
And the other girl cooks and blogs about cooking.
She's not just
that's
putting a
the
chicken
movie.
In the oven. She had to go to some strange market to get these bones
wow.
and get the marrow
and
out
that's
of the
a,
bones.
And that should be a movie? Are
it
you kidding me?
Fascinating.
I gotta go to a special store to get chicken. That's a movie.
She changed
really?
Her life. Don't you understand that?
Oh,
it's the
yeah,
story
she changed
behind
her life.
The cooking.
Yes,
it's like sports. If you don't know the story behind any of those sports figures, it's not nearly
I'm
as interesting.
Trying
right?
noodle soup, but don't have noodles. I'm going to have to go to a strange
She's
store
holding
down,
down
the
a
street.
Full time job and has committed herself to doing this
right.
for
I
a
was...
year and did it, which is unbelievable, and managed to blog about it.
This movie gives you AIDS. I'm pretty sure that that's the truth. That's what happens with this movie. It looks to me like it would be miserable beyond words.
And
so,
they make it even better because they take Julia Child's life and interweave it.
Right,
because
I know.
Her life
that's
was fascinating.
Yeah, listen to this clip. I was going to go in and make fake clips and try and make funny clips like doing my Julia Child's impression. Mm-hmm. But then I heard the real clips.
You can't make fun of Julia Child.
You can't make fun of these clips.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is her trying to figure out what to do when she didn't know that she was going to be a chef. This is in a movie, people.
What should I do, you think?
About what?
I don't really want to go back into government work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but shouldn't I find something to do? I saw a notice on the bulletin board at the embassy for hat making lessons.
You like hats?
I do. I do. No. Are you?
Hat making lessons.
And then
this
she decides,
is in a movie.
Then she says,
"Hang on, let me play it."
Okay.
What is it that you really like to do?
Eat.
I know. And we are so good at it. Look at you. Now, how
growing
good you
in
are.
Front of you.
Are you
that
kidding me?
That clip made me so happy.
Are you
when
kidding me?
When I saw
me?
That in the trailer, I was
what should
like,
I, do?
I have to see this movie.
Should
they
I make
so
hats?
Cute together.
Should I make hats?
And Meryl Streep is unbelievable.
Are
she's
you
such
kidding?
A good actress. She just captures
she's
Julia
maybe the
Child.
Best actress I've ever seen.
Yeah. She's this gonna movie... make this sing, baby.
Sing.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Oh, this just looks like it's
and
just
Amy
horrible.
Adams plays Julie Powell.
I love Amy
He's
Adams.
Great.
Would never see this.
You are basing it on nothing.
I'm basing it on the concept, which is that one fat woman cooks and another skinnier woman cooks her recipes and then writes a blog about it.
You're missing the
are
story,
Are you out
Kevin.
Of your freaking mind?
You are missing the story.
I'm sure you all remember because it was only a few days ago that I had a meltdown over my aspic.
I'm sure you all remember when I had a meltdown because you're reading my blog about cooking somebody
Thousands
else's food.
Thousands of people
food.
Started following her blog.
How to transform myself into a better human being. And then I was trussing the poulet rôti à la Normande, which is roast chicken stuffed with chicken livers and cream cheese, and it fell on
Damn
the floor
it.
And the stuffing fell out into
Damn
a big gooey mess.
What am I doing?
So, long story short, another meltdown.
Crazy!
Worse than the last.
Can't even truss.
And I cried like a small, emotionally disturbed child.
I'm a mess.
Are you effing
I
kidding
so
me?
I so understand that. I was trying to make this spaghetti thing, and I cut my finger, and then I bled into the spaghetti.
Yeah, but you know what that
I'm
isn't?
I'm hot, and my hair is freezing, and I'm thinking cooking is supposed to be fun. You're
right.
supposed to drink wine and
right.
swirl it,
but
and
do
it's
you know what
to be
that
fabulous.
Isn't? That isn't a movie.
It
you know
is
why?
A movie.
No one cares that you couldn't make spaghetti.
It's a
Nobody cares.
Movie. You are wrong. Everyone who watches the Food Network is going to see this movie.
Oh,
and everyone who
God.
Loves Meryl Streep is going to see this
I'm
movie.
I'm not. I love Meryl Streep, well, and it looks like the worst movie ever.
You're going to miss
and
out.
And I love Amy Adams, and it still looks like the worst movie
it's
ever.
Sad for you.
I was going to try and parody those clips. Not possible.
It I love those
I'd
clips.
I'd like to make a hat. Maybe I should make hats. What do you like to do? I'd like to eat.
I love
That's
those clips.
That's a movie. That's on the big screen.
You betcha, baby. And
Are
Nora
you kidding
Ephron
me?
Directed it. Who's great?
She is great.
Everything that you say,
except
is there.
For the movie.
Go see it. And
not
see.
A chance in 1 billion
All right,
years.
Then, shut your mouth.
This is the worst
you
movie that could possibly be made.
Unless you go.
Yeah, I can. You know what? I can know that cutting off my penis would hurt.
What? If
Wait a minute. I can decide that without doing it.
What
right?
if this is a great success?
Oh, that would be so
then
great.
What?
Because
Are you
I
wrong?
Like to make food, and I like to. I'm growing in front of you. I'm fat. I can't truss.
I'm so upset. I'm going to throw a temper tantrum.
Poor Kevin.
You might remember 2 days ago when I threw a temper tantrum. This one's going to be worse.
Are you out of your mind?
Ladies, if I could interject here for just one moment. We do have to take a break, but the phone lines are blowing up with people who have comments about the validity of this film. And also some people, Kevin, who I think want to back Lisa and maybe suggest some things she hasn't mentioned yet about why you should like to see this movie.
I hope they all die. Is that too much? Is that too strong?
See, here's the thing that you guys have to keep in mind about Kevin is he can't look at a movie and go, well, that's not for me, but I'm sure others will enjoy it. If a movie is not directed toward him, it must be crap.
No,
that's basically where Kevin's coming from.
No. I do that with most movies. I say that's not for me, but I can see why other people.
I don't fault this particular movie, which is a piece of crap.
This particular movie, though.
But you love movies like that. That's fine. You don't need stories. You don't need real people.
Right.
You don't need authenticity.
No, but Bean's point is that's how I treat all movies that I don't like, and this isn't true. I'm not this angry about any movie really almost ever. I
can't imagine why this movie makes you angry.
Oh, me either. A fat woman cooks.
She's
and
not fat,
and
by
then
the
a
way.
Thinner woman cooks the same things in blogs.
Famous.
How could I not want to go see that? That sounds
People
great.
People love Julia Child.
F Julia Childs.
she's Child, and she's
Whatever.
Dead. All right, 1-800-520-1067 if you want to join the debate, because I'm afraid these two can't work together until this movie is already out of theaters. I'm a little bit worried we're going to have to move Kevin or Lisa to a different studio.
I'm going to go All to right. theaters and offer people more money than they're going to pay to not see it. I'll give you $20 per ticket to not go in.
Take your calls right after this on the Kevin.
I know Lisa wants to go see this Julie and Julia, but I'm unclear as to whether Kevin has decided whether to see it or not.
I can't tell
from the conversation so far. You're in or you're out?
You know, Bean, you were saying beforehand that I don't see why anyone... I could see why people whose passion is cooking would want to go see this. That I could see.
Or passion about people changing their lives.
No, not even that.
Or passion about
just cooking.
People who have really interesting lives. Anne wrote me to say perhaps if they blew up a chicken, Kevin would be interested.
I would be more interested.
That would be a good point.
That is true.
Dan wrote, you cannot show a closed-minded person verity. I don't know what that means. Remember, mac and cheese and cartoons make him happy.
I do love mac and cheese. That is one of my
favorites.
All right,
let's take a couple of calls. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Jennifer. She's on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, she's one of your people, Lisa. She's a chick. Let's see what she says about Julie and Julia opening tomorrow.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, guys. The best ever.
Thank you.
Anyways, no, I love cooking, first of all, and I think this is going to be the dumbest movie ever.
Hey, Jennifer, did you read the book?
No, I didn't. But
you should. You should, because everyone I've given that book to loved it.
I got to tell you, I would love to spend the time reading a book about a woman who blogs about cooking somebody else's recipes.
Everyone who read that book loved it.
Wow.
And Jennifer, if you love to cook, honestly, give it a shot.
Give it a shot, Jennifer. You'll slit your wrists.
No way.
All right, you're the best.
And then if Jennifer doesn't
Thank
read.
You for calling. Wow, that looks bad.
Close-minded.
All right, let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Okay, I don't like these kind of movies particularly, but I do think that there's a following for them. Like all those diary movies, like the Nanny Diary movie and the movie about the shopaholic lady.
Yeah. Right, they're chick movies. I mean, that's what I meant when I said we're going to Jennifer, because clearly this movie is made predominantly for women.
Probably, absolutely, yeah. Although those movies that you listed, I didn't think were very good.
It's like a feel-good movie for girls. I'm not going to go out and watch it, but, I mean, guys have Rocky and girls have those crappy feel-good movies about girls that write their diaries.
Yeah.
they do have a following, but I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Not for you.
All right.
All right.
That's okay.
Thank you for the call. Wow. This is
just... part of what bugs you about this movie is Julia Child, the way she looks and sounds, Kevin. Is that maybe some of it? She does seem like a cartoon character. She doesn't seem real.
I never... No,
with a silly voice at
all. I don't think I really have ever had a feeling about her one way or the other, because I didn't follow her. I never watched her on TV.
Because, you know, I think the way that she looks and sounds is what makes it so interesting that she was as successful as she was. I mean, that was a force of personality for her to get to where she got, given that she wasn't eye candy. She sounded funny.
She did sound fat.
She's awkward.
Even
she's
if she's not
like
fat, she sounded
six
fat.
6 feet tall, big boned. She's not what you would expect, and yet she
Today
did
Today I'm going to show you how to make bouillon. Really? Like, no, you're not.
You know, she was warts and all with people.
And
she,
then
you know,
the other
she
woman
did something
says,
wrong.
Today I'm going to make bouillon, and just like she did. Oh, I don't have bouillon. I'm going to have to go to the store. I better blog about that. I'm going to the store.
Now, I wouldn't see your movie,
it's
but I would see
movie.
This movie.
I would pay to see Kevin do a one-man stage production of Julie and Julia. That would be awesome.
Oh, my God. Well, this is nightmarish.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Hey, how about let's close out with one more clip from the movie. And let's listen to this and see why Kevin doesn't want to enjoy the film.
This is the dude that is married to Julia.
Stanley Tucci.
Married to
plays
Julia.
Her husband. Yeah.
Okay. And this is the line.
Julia, you are the butter to my bread and the breath to my life. I love you, darling girl. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You are the butter to my bread.
That's romantic.
He sounds gay, though, Lisa.
You're the butter to my bread, though. Lisa, he said you're the butter to my bread.
I thought that was adorable.
No, you would laugh at a guy that said that.
Not if I was Julia Child. Not if I was a famous cook.
Fat and a cook. Well, go see it. Have fun.
I am going.
But when you come back on Monday.
Thanks for your permission.
But when you come back on Monday and you go, wow, that was a crappy movie about some girl that was blogging.
Never
gonna happen. You gotta be honest, though.
I will, but I think I'm not going till Monday. But because I'm going with my mom, because I gave her the book and she loved it.
Oh,
and we're gonna go together.
Did. Those books about people blogging are really good. All right, we have to move on.
Yes,
so
we
can
do.
Talk to Jeff Ross.
All right,
die.
It's the Comedy Central roast of Joan Rivers.
Nip Tuck, what the?
You used to look your age. Now you don't even look your species.
When Joan was born, the doctors took a look at her and said, "Holy, we're gonna make a fortune on this one."
We have been looking forward to this one for a long time. It's the Comedy Central Roast of Joan Rivers. It airs this Sunday night, August 9th at 10 o'clock. And the Roastmaster General, of course, is back in attendance that night and on the phone with us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now, our friend Jeffrey Ross. Hey, Jeff, how are you, man?
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How you guys doing?
We are good. We're looking forward to this roast because since we can remember, Joan Rivers has been old and really, really, really not funny. I mean, I don't remember a time when... It seems like people talk about her in her youth with reverence, like she was a good comedian.
Right. I think there was a time when she was.
I sure don't remember any of that, though.
I mean, Johnny Carson had her substitute on a show a lot.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
For her.
It's a big honor.
But I've seen her red carpets and stuff, and she just drives me out of my mind.
Sucks.
So you're at the roast, and you're going to be doing some material. Do you take her down, I hope?
Well, I mean, this woman has been busting chops for 40 years, so... I felt a certain responsibility to take her down vicariously for everybody she's ever made fun of.
Excellent.
And I got to tell you guys, and this is in all honesty, I've been doing these roasts a long time. Everybody did great. She went up at the end and schooled the entire dais.
Nope.
Are you serious?
That's not possible.
And all the things you're saying about her, I'm not disagreeing, but she went up and she reclaimed that insult comic mantle. And she rips the roof off the place.
Really?
She got an Emmy nomination for her final performance.
Do you think she's just been lazy in the past?
Yeah, if she's capable of that, why is she so terrible, like on those red carpets and stuff, when she would try to make jokes? They were like,
awful.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Imagine going to see, you know, Don Rickles or any other great comedian do a red carpet interview. How deep is it going to cut?
Well,
you go see her in front of a microphone and a podium, she is completely unleashed. The older she gets, the battier and more daring she is.
Hmm.
And at the end of her roast, she just, I don't want to give too much away, but a flag drops and she goes into a 2-minute patriotic monologue about how the country needs her. It's really
wow.
It's totally out there.
So she's,
I was really impressed.
You're saying that she's funny.
She was funny at this roast. And from what I heard, I just played a club in Denver, and they said that she ripped the roof off the place every night. And this was just last month. So when
How
you get
that?
People drinking and having fun, and they're out there for comedy, she's a killer, man. And to her credit, at her age, which is like 120,
yeah.
She stays relevant. Her jokes are about the Octomom and Michael Jackson. Oh, not a lot man. Of old comics can pull that off.
Here's what I know, then. I know that E... and TV Guide should ask for all of their money back. If she's capable of doing that and didn't, I would be angry if I paid her a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, I mean, this woman is old. If you Google her, you can find her on Craig's and Schindler's List.
Hey, Jeff, what about Melissa? Was she there? Because I know that she is so fiercely protective of Melissa. Did Melissa show for the thing, and what was that all about?
Interestingly enough, I don't want to give too much away, but Melissa does a surprise appearance that is surprisingly very clever, very funny.
All right, listen.
Let's face it, she's a chip off the old face.
Jeff's having a go at us is what's happening here. There's no way Joan and Melissa Rivers were funny. Both.
I can't wait for you to call me on Monday and go, you were right, Jeff. I can't wait.
Wow.
I was a surprise. Listen, man, you know.
Here's a little bit of here's a clip of Jeff at the roast.
I heard recently Joan had a tummy tuck, and they put the leftover skin on Kathy Griffin's face. Wow, look at that. When did Howdy Doody Pippi Longstocking?
And she takes this takes it pretty well. She's got a good sense of humor about ribbing herself. Joan does.
Joan was very humbled by the whole thing. You could tell. I mean, she comes from a tradition where these roasts were like a lifetime achievement award, but on Comedy Central, it's more of a person of the year, man of the moment kind of thing. And she's had a really fun year. You know, she's obviously unhinged. She's saying whatever she wants. So I don't know. I got to tell you, man, I was blown away.
Yeah. Well, look, we respect your opinion on stuff like this, because if there's one thing you know, it's comedy, particularly roast comedy. So, we're going to watch anyway, but if you say it's funny, I'm really looking forward to tuning in Sunday night at 10.
Put Jeff Ross on the phone. Hey, Jeff, by the way, you were very funny on Tosh.0.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
That was very funny. I love that that show on Comedy Central, and I thought you were very funny on that.
I appreciate that. I think that show's really funny, and I was glad to do it. You know, it's like, making fun of people for me has become a way of life.
Yep, so. Absolutely. And producer Alex tells us you got a book coming out next month. Is that so?
Yeah, it just went up for pre-orders at Amazon. It's called I Only Roast the Ones I Love, Busting Balls Without Burning Bridges.
Fantastic.
This is my chance to let my fans and roast fans figure out all my secrets for making fun of people.
The funniest thing I ever heard you say, and I say this every time you're on the show, is with Courtney Love in the building. You looked at her and said, how do you look worse today than Kurt Cobain? That was one of
There's a whole chapter in the book about how roasting saves lives. We went into that roast. We saw Courtney Love there, and there was a certain mission among the roasters to roast her into rehab.
Yeah.
And 24 hours later, she was taking care of herself, and she seems like she's doing better, and I feel like it's all my responsibility.
It is. Congratulations to you on that.
Well, I know you're on the road a lot, but when you get back and you get time, we'd love to have you in to talk more about the stories in the book, because the Chevy Chase roast is the one I'm dying to talk to you about. I don't know that we ever have. But Jeffrey Ross, always doing a fantastic job. The Roastmaster General will, of course, be appearing on the Roast of Joan Rivers Sunday night at 10 on Comedy Central. Jeff, have a great time, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for getting the word out, boy.
Coming up next hour on the Kevin DeBean Show, the exciting story of the four women who superglued a man's penis to his body. It's sexual revenge.
Yeah, that's bad.
Talking about that, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday. Now, what's going on?
Don't kiss Paula's ass goodbye just yet.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Says the headline on TMZ.com.
No. No.
The website claims multiple American Idol insiders are telling TMZ there's a chance Paula will still come back to the reality show.
Well, I don't watch, so I don't really care, but really, this story's got to be ending, doesn't it?
No, it does not, Kevin. There's still a chance they may come to some meeting of the wallets.
Bean, you watch it. Ralph, you watch it. Is that good or bad?
I would miss her if she wasn't on. I would miss her because I like her crazy stupidity. I find it entertaining. I like to point and laugh at her.
Okay.
And mock and jeer.
I want her gone. I'm bored with her act.
All right.
Bean's an AI purist. this may all be generating buzz for the upcoming season. One of the sources claims.
True.
Getting a lot of publicity, a lot of attention. The big Paula Returns episode. Can you imagine the numbers on that?
Interesting.
Can you imagine?
So is that person suggesting that both were in on it from the beginning?
I don't get that sense, but I get the sense that maybe they see an opportunity how to turn this to their advantage.
Interesting. Right?
Since AI's ratings have been, while still insane, flagging comparatively,
right,
this may be a great way for them to generate some new interest into the upcoming season 9.
Right.
But Ralph, no one seemed to be happy with the four judges panel, and they already have three judges signed, so
leave it the way it is. That's what I say. I say get rid of Horsey and bring Paula back. That's what I say.
The reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
That's right.
How did you not vote for that to happen?
Dare, American Idol, to dance in the path of greatness and bring Paula back.
I don't even know what that means.
And get rid of Horsey von Llama Face. Radiohead's releasing a new song this week. The band's official website says it's a tribute to good old Harry Patch.
Oh, we hardly knew ye.
Thank God someone's finally given Harry Patch some love.
I don't know who that is.
I didn't either until I looked it up. And he is the last surviving World War I soldier to fight in Europe. He died last month at the age of 111.
Oh, man. The track in World War I?
World War I. The track is called Harry Patch in Memory of and is available only as a download. Damn, I wanted it on vinyl. I wanted the Harry Patch tribute song as a CD single at least.
That's a strange idea for a song.
All proceeds will go to the Royal British Legion.
Let's get to Omar to whip up a taste of the song for us for next hour. We can present it for people.
Okay.
I think it's kind of neat. I think it's kind of a good song.
Oh, you've heard it?
Yeah. I think Nicole debuted it last night.
You're talking to Tron here, Kevin. Dude lives inside a computer. Of course he's heard it. Goes around in a little light cycle and just fights with those discs. Bruce Boxleitner. Bob Dylan's making a Christmas album.
That is what I'm talking about.
Oh, that my God. Is the best music news this reporter has ever heard.
That's going to be terrible.
Wait. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be the best thing ever.
Right, but for the same reason.
Oh.
Terrible good.
Oh.
We should talk to him.
Oh. I'm pitching a pup tent just thinking about it. That's how good it is. Bob Dylan's Christmas album. Apparently, he is going into the studio. He's already been in the studio. In May, he started recording this album.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, Bob will be singing all the Christmas standards. Can't wait.
I have a clip. There's one preview clip of him doing Jingle Bells available now if you want to hear some of that.
Please.
All right, I'll bite.
That's Hate Beak. That's the band.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Parrot as a lead singer.
I'm sorry, I was misinformed.
Yeah. And you can understand the bird, the parrot, more than you can
How
Bob Dylan.
How dare you, sir. American legend you're talking about. Today's celebrity birthday is actress Michelle Yeoh from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. is 47 years old today. Writer, director, occasional actor M. Night Shyamalan from The Sixth Sense is 39 years old today. Jerry Halliwell, Spice Girls, 37. Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster, 33 years old today. Melissa George from Alias and Grey's Anatomy, also 33. And Marissa Miller.
Yeah! Woo! Woo!
What are you doing?
Supermodel, swimsuit model, boob model. She is 31 years old today.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Ralph Garman will walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph Garman joins us in studio.
I do.
What's going on, Ralph?
I wanted to, first of all, talk a little bit about me.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of the listeners probably know me as their radio pal, Ralph Garman.
Probably not, but
we've given a lot of attention, and rightly so, to my masterful, extensive acting career.
Well, it has been impressive.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And you've always been very supportive of the fact that I am a master thespian.
Right.
we from time to time, maybe you've heard some clips of some of my previous work, including the legendary ABC After School Special, A Class Act, in which I played No Goodnick, Cronky, who was trying to threaten the captain of the soccer team, I was the captain of the football team, into throwing a soccer game we were going to play between me and the disadvantaged kids who had banded together to form their own soccer team.
Right.
Coached by the very talented Ron Liebman. And here I am threatening him in the stall in the boys' bathroom at the high school.
So, game's in 2 days. You talk to your team?
No, I'll have to.
Then it's all set. You throw the game.
Forget it.
What are you talking about?
Look, we're playing it straight. It's going to be a fair game, start to finish.
Wrong, man. You just made it into a bloodbath.
Yeah. You just made it into a bloodbath.
You were so ripped off by not winning an Emmy that year,
by the way. That's how I felt. A daytime Emmy, but an Emmy nonetheless. Should have been awarded to me. And so I appreciate so much how you guys have been so supportive of my acting career over the years.
Yes.
And so I wanted to pay back a little of the love.
Don't feel
there
like you need to.
Yeah,
there
I wanted it to is. Give back a little love.
Don't feel like you need to do that.
I recently came across a screener of a movie that has not been released yet called Dark Real. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with Dark Real.
Uh-oh, something just crossed Kevin's mind.
That's my movie.
But Dark Real features the performance of an actor of such talent, of such wattage in terms of star power, that you can't take your eyes off him when he's on the screen.
Thank you.
And it's our very own Kevin Ryder, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me just say that I don't believe I've ever even heard about Dark Reel.
Well,
I'm enthralled
here. Kevin is such a modest guy. He was trying to keep this on the down low, and thank God one of the listeners tipped me off to Dark Reel.
I figured it would get out eventually because I do star in it.
In which Kevin plays guy who runs into somebody at a bar.
All right, I don't star in it.
And if you'd like to see a clip from Dark Reel featuring Kevin.
Why would you do that?
Go to the Kevin and Bean page at krock.com, K-R-O-Q.com.
Why do you hate?
Right now, we've just posted the clip of Kevin starring in Dark Reel, which seems to be, as far as I can figure out, sort of a film noir, sort of black and white, moody period piece from the 40s.
It is, yes.
In which Kevin plays guy who runs into somebody at the bar.
That's correct.
I can't believe Kevin would agree to be in a movie in black and white, by the way, as much as he hates black and white movies.
And it takes place in the 40s, and he hates everything past 1990.
But Kevin, what's the story here? How did you end up in this movie? Is this a friend of yours making a movie?
Before we get into it, can I play this the clip really quickly?
Yes, of course. We don't have time for that.
To get a little taste of Kevin's performance in Dark Reel as guy who runs into someone at a bar.
No time like the present.
Excuse me.
That was Kevin, guy running into somebody at a bar.
I'm sorry.
Gay guy running into somebody at the bar. I didn't know Kevin was creating a whole character out of that moment. Excuse me. Give me a little taste, more taste of Kevin's.
We don't.
Yes,
yeah.
No time like the present.
Time to do that.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Bitch.
Wow, was that your moment, Kevin?
That was my moment.
Kevin shines in Dark Reel.
What do you say in acting? Did I chew it up too much?
Chew up the scenery?
Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. You're chewing on something there, but I don't think it's scenery.
It is weird. I'm watching the clip now on the website. It is weird that just saying the words excuse me could be so unbelievable. Like, how hard can that be?
Excuse me.
It turns out acting is not...
I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
Acting is not one of the things I do.
No.
But tell me how you ended up in a black and white period piece in a suit. Three things that you hate more than anything in the world. How did this happen?
A friend of mine.
Uh-huh. He's no friend of yours, by the way, if he's done this to you.
He didn't do you any favors. Is the producer on it, and he wanted to put me in it. And I said, fine. But then afterwards, I went back to him, and I said, honestly, I know we're friends, but if you feel like you need to take that part out, feel free. I was like begging him to take it out, but he wouldn't.
And why would he when you turn in a performance that can only be called a tour de force?
It's clearly distracting.
Or tour de farce, depending on how you look at it.
It's funny to watch this clip, Ralph, and I'm sure you have 100 times already, and see how much light is radiating off of Kevin's forehead. Dude, did you notice that?
I thought he was playing a ghost initially when I first saw the clip. But apparently it's just Kevin and his bleached blonde hair.
Yeah. It's very tough to light Kevin.
Yeah.
So what's the future of this movie? Is it a DVD thing, or is it theaters, or what?
We went to IMDb and looked it up, and apparently it's going to be released somewhere.
I don't know. I'll find out.
Yay.
I think Guam.
I'll find out.
They're going to platform
only
it.
In Guam.
They're going to platform it in Guam and see how it does. And if it gets a good audience, they'll go across the rest of
Southeast
Asia.
I think if I get good enough reviews, though, this is my start.
Excuse me.
Dude, they're going to be a spinoff. Guy who runs into Guy in Bar the movie. Come on.
I love it.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Can we hear it one more time? Let me
hear
Kevin.
Let's hear it one more time.
Excuse me.
I brought it.
Yes, you did.
You never know.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, where I think the lesson of the story today is either don't cheat or don't get caught. I haven't decided yet. Maybe this news clip will bring it into sharper focus which one we should advise.
In northeast Wisconsin, authorities say three women exacted unusual revenge on a man they say was involved with each of them, including the man's wife.
One of them tied him. One of them assaulted him. And they all confronted him about his infidelity.
The women are charged with false imprisonment, a felony with up to 6 years in prison. In addition, one of the other women, Teresa Zeman, is charged with battery and sexual assault. In an exclusive interview, one of the women tells NBC News she didn't do anything wrong.
When I found out that he was dating other women, I wanted him to see that I was hurt.
According to the criminal complaint, the alleged plot began when the man's wife contacted the other women to tell them he's married with children. The man told investigators he went to a motel room with Zeman, who tied him to the bed and blindfolded him on the pretense of giving him a massage. The complaint says the other women then joined in, taunting the man. Which one do you love more? Who do you want to grow old with? The prosecutor says the revenge didn't end there.
This individual had a private body part superglued to his body.
A private body part. What do they mean?
What could they mean on a guy? They took his unit and superglued it to his stomach.
By the way, a lot of these
stories. That's funny to Lisa.
Yeah, it's hilarious. A lot of these stories where people get stuff cut off or glued or taped or whatever involve you being dumb enough to be tied up. You really ought to know the people pretty well and be pretty – that ought to be pretty trustworthy in your life before you agree to be tied up and blindfolded in bed, right?
Well, I guess, but sometimes it's people who are sleeping too. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that happens. Drunk, passed out.
Maybe don't cheat. Just a suggestion.
Or don't get caught. I mean, or don't get caught. Both should be on the table.
Well, obviously, when one found out, she contacted all the other ones.
Yes.
And they all started scheming together because they all hated him the same amount. So they set him up for this hotel room and tied him up, and they were waiting in the bathroom, and they came out and started berating him, and he was like, "This is my worst nightmare right now."
Cutting off is a step too far.
Oh, really?
Right? But the gluing, I got no problem with that.
Wow.
That makes me laugh.
I was just thinking, not only is the woman in the tape, one of the women who was arrested for this and is facing some pretty serious jail time as a result of this, not only is she convinced that she did nothing wrong, but I bet most of the women who hear this story, watch this story in the news, listening right now, think, well, the dude had it coming. Of course you get your penis super glued if you're going to cheat on me. It's reasonable. I mean, people look at this as a reasonable payback, I think.
Well, it's not permanent. He'll be fine.
Okay,
right?
Would you look
but
at
it scared him to death.
Would you look at it the same way if his wife was cheating and he super glued her shut?
Shut?
Would you look at it the same way? Is that funny? Would you laugh?
That's not as funny.
Oh, how about that?
I don't know why.
How about that?
not as funny. As funny.
Wait, not as much fun to be the victim? Is that what you're saying, Lisa? Huh, interesting.
Wow.
Well, it does lead us into the topic that we want to throw out for phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. It doesn't have to be as extreme as this, but we are looking for what has happened, what has been done in the name of revenge to a cheater, because I guarantee there are guys who have gone out and found their cars smashed into tiny bits with a hammer. I guarantee stuff like that has happened.
Absolutely, yeah. So 1-800-520-1067, revenge for cheating, and we will take your calls in a second right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about the story out of Wisconsin about a guy who messed with the wrong woman, ended up being tied up in a hotel room, blindfolded, and then had his junk super glued to his stomach. And we're talking about revenge when you are caught to be cheating. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I can see from the calls that are on hold that we're going to have trouble here.
Women are good for nothing, aren't they?
Yeah, you got that right.
We have got some women scorned here this morning. Yeah. Why don't we start with Susie. Susie's on line 2 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Suze, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on. And be careful with what you can and can't say on the radio, if you would.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
So I caught my boyfriend cheating with me with a coworker while we were down in Mexico for one of those breaks.
Right.
And so we had this heated argument.
No.
Okay.
You were
okay. You can't say that either.
We kind of get. We know all to all right. say what you did.
Do you mind if you don't mind? I'll say it,
okay.
And then we can talk to her.
Okay.
She bit down.
Okay. That's okay.
In a vulnerable position,
yes.
She bit him, and
yes.
She did it on purpose when it would hurt.
Yes.
And of course, gave him a few choice words and said, "Don't ever call me again," and that's it for cheating on me.
Wow. And he's thinking, right, by the way, 1 second before you chomped down, he's thinking, wow, I can't believe I got away with it.
How could this have gone better?
she's not only not mad, it's going great. Oh, my God. And was that the end? Was that the last time you ever saw the dude?
I saw him once more a few months before, after, and that was it. I just ignored.
Was he still limping?
Yeah,
sure. All right.
I would love to talk to a guy that this happened to see if he actually, if it made him rethink in the future some of his actions. Like if he just decided, you know what, rather than cheat, I'll just say it's not working and move on or whatever.
Yeah.
Like if it ever teaches anyone a lesson.
Let's try Evelyn, line 5, please. Yeah, I was thinking about our friend in Wisconsin in the news. I wonder if he'll cheat on his next girlfriend or if he'll just forget this ugly incident with the super glue. Hey, Evelyn, welcome to the show.
I can't go to Evelyn because they haven't put her on hold yet.
Okay.
So go to a different line. Let's do Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi, Nikki.
What happened?
Oh, well, I caught my ex
cheating on me, and next thing you know, I get up on a Saturday morning before he has to go to work, take aluminum foil, put it on his spark plugs, put them back in. The moment he goes to start his car, his engine blows up.
How'd you know how to do that?
Yeah.
My daddy taught me about
Nice. I love if that. A man ever hurts you, here's what to do.
Exactly.
Wow.
I love the engine blows up?
Yeah, it like completely seizes. So.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah, so instead of him going to work on a Saturday, he had to go take his car to the junkyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did he find out? I mean, did you ever let him know that it was you that did it and why?
No, he never found out. He swore it was like one of his brothers or something, but I told him. Yeah, I was like, no, it's me.
It was me. Oh, that's cute, honey.
Guess what I did.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Nikki.
Okay, this is now being scary is what this
I'll
is.
I'll tell you what's scary is the glee and the joy that's coming from Lisa. That's what's scary.
Point.
She's really happy with this.
I really am.
All attention, right. Everyone. All menstruating women, go home immediately.
Yeah, all right, exactly. Let's go to Evelyn now. I think we can go to her. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. I was calling because my ex-boyfriend cheated on me.
Right.
I found out. Obviously, I didn't let him know. So we went home and tied him up, blindfolded him. He thought, you know, I was going to pleasure him.
Sure.
I pulled out a Tapatio bottle, and I poured it all over his thing.
Oh. You poured what? Salt? Hot sauce?
Yeah, Tapatio sauce. It's really
Tapatio
spicy.
Sauce.
Oh, Tapatio.
So not only is that filled with spices, but it's vinegar-based. So it's just...
Oh,
bad.
Wow.
Was he screaming?
He was in the shower. Yeah. After that, he pulled out the, you know, he hadn't tied himself, and obviously he jumped in a shower for a very long time.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because I'm trying to picture how it's going to look in the movie when they eventually make this story. Did you tell him why you were doing it before you did it? I mean, did you explain to him, I found out that you were cheating, and here's your revenge, and give him the opportunity to squeal like a little girl?
No, we were going home. I had never told him. We were going home, and then when we got home, I tied him up, blindfold. He thought, you know, I was going to pleasure him.
Right. He didn't see it coming at all, in other words.
But when did he find out?
But we're saying between the time when you... After
when he was in the shower and he was like, oh my God, it hurts. He was in there for a while, and I said, well, you deserve it. And I told him what happened.
Okay, now here's the next question. Did he really deserve it in retrospect?
Yeah, I don't think that was
okay. All right. Wow, the old women's scorn thing turns out to be true, doesn't it?
Yeah, you want to be careful.
Watch your step.
Let's talk to Kathleen, because she took an extra step, I think, than most would. Hi, Kathleen. Hello?
Kathleen?
Oh, we just lost her. According to our phone screener, she ran over her ex-boyfriend in front of the airport.
All right, I can't really back that.
Oh, you can back
no,
that.
I can't back
we're going to get off the air. You're going
like
to go.
The hot sauce.
He's so had it coming. You are, aren't you?
No, not me.
Well, Lisa, maybe one day you'll get a man and you'll be lucky enough to have him cheat on you.
Hey!
There you go.
Oh, sweet.
106.7 K Rock, it is 8:54.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
For those who have been pestering me with emails, we found out that Dark Reel, starring the great Kevin Ryder, will be released direct to DVD sometime early next year, 2010. So,
Kevin, I'm sorry.
Get it in your Netflix queue now, people. That's all I'm telling you.
What's the movie about, Kevin, that you co-starred in? As guy who walks into other guy in bar.
Excuse me.
What's the storyline?
It's about an actress, and then people start ending up dead, and then she meets the guy, and she's not sure if he did it. It's a kind of a horror slasher, but kind of a B-movie type thing.
Thriller mystery.
Yeah.
Is it possible you're...
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Is it possible your character did it?
I doubt it, as that's okay. My only scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of movies, boy, do I love this film, District 9. Had a chance to see it at the San Diego Comic-Con this year. We are having the director and star of the film on the show next week, Neil Blomkamp and Charlton Copley.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
We'll be on the show Monday to talk about this film, produced by Peter Jackson. It is one of the most thought-provoking, exciting science fiction films that's been out for a long, long time. And Entertainment Weekly is already calling it the must-see film of the summer.
We got have another winner! Pair of tickets to give away. If you want them, just call in. You can win those tickets.
I haven't even asked
give me a
question
call,
yet.
And you can win those tickets.
No. There's a trivia question involved.
Okay.
I want to give this to some people. By the way, the tickets are for an advanced screening of District 9. The movie comes out in theaters August the 14th. The screening's on the 12th. So you'll get to see it for anybody else. If you're a real fan, if you've been following this motion picture, if you've been looking into it, you'll know the answer to this trivia question. Neil Blomkamp, the writer-director of the film, actually made a similar film, a short film, in 2005 that this longer feature film was based on. So what is the short film that District 9 was based on? I need the title of that short film. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five people with the correct answer win a pair of tickets to go see District 9 at a special advanced screening, and we're all looking forward to it very much.
Is it District 8?
Yes. Yeah, that's what it is. It's District 8.
File.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of science fiction movies, Ridley Scott's going back to sci-fi. The Hollywood Reporter says Ridley is going to do a new movie based on the Aldous Huxley novel, Brave New World.
All right!
Word is that Leonardo DiCaprio is producing and will star in the film as well. More casting news. Liam Neeson has signed on to star in a new movie called Unknown White Male. This sounds freaky.
He's great in everything.
Yeah, this concept sounds really good, too. Hollywood Reporter says it's a thriller about a doctor who gets into a car accident while visiting Berlin with his wife. He awakens from a coma, only to find that he's been replaced by another man.
Why?
Who claims to be him.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Sounds freaky.
Replaced by another man.
Yes.
Meaning that somebody else is living with
his
wife?
Taking his identity, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Sounds spooky.
It doesn't sound
why?
Good.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why. Sounds good.
Maybe I should be in that one, too.
Maybe you should. Excuse me. Kevin's going to take a lot of time off. And for our Chicago affiliate, you'll be happy to know that you guys are going to give a chance to see the them Crooked Vultures.
We don't have that.
For the first time. We're not in Chicago?
No.
Oh. All right. For other people who are listening, if you happen to make your way to Chicago Sunday night, you'll get to see them Crooked Vultures for the first time, their very first gig.
No kidding. Awesome.
This is the super group featuring Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones, Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters, and Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. Their first performance will be in the Metro Nightclub in Chicago, Illinois, Sunday night. You can check it out. Them Crooked Vultures. First time playing ever.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Ashley Olsen says she's a little bitter about being put to work at 9 months old. She says in a recent magazine interview that it was like growing up in the Army.
Did you just give her a bell?
Ashley Olsen?
Yeah, I did.
Cute.
Really?
Cute. Way yeah. cute.
Hmm.
Yeah. Both the twins
would
have grown up into very pretty women.
All right.
Yes. She said it was like growing up in the Army because it was all about school, work, homework, flying around the country, following a very strict schedule. She said she never got a chance to be a kid. You're worth $1 billion. Now you have $1 billion.
That's right. It was
pay
a payoff.
Really good
wish
therapy.
My parents had put me to work at 9 months old. If I could have $1 billion at 23, suck it.
Did she do this interview sitting in one of the numerous city blocks that she owns in New York City?
Yes. She was sitting on a pile of gold Kruger Rands.
Wow. That's a weird way to do an interview.
She poops Kruger Rands.
She does?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. Oh, I had to work at 9 months old. I don't remember anything at 9 months old. I wouldn't miss it because I don't remember what it was like to be 9 months old.
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah, she's fine. I hate people complaining about their fame. Like this kid, this guy, this Taylor Lautner.
Who's that?
He's the 17-year-old heartthrob from Twilight. Plays the werewolf in the film.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jacob Black.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's complaining about fame.
All these Twilight kids are...
Too many hot chicks are coming up to him.
What?
Oh,
that's his complaint?
Oh, too many women. All right, trade places with you. You can come in here and hang with Kevin and Bean. I'll go out in the street and have girls come up to me and say, would you please growl for me? I said, yeah, I'll growl for you. That's what I'm growling.
Yeah.
Hey, check out that flaming queen.
Why would he complain about that?
I'd be driving a stake like a vampire killer. You know what I'm saying?
A wooden stake?
Oh, man. You don't get it.
I don't understand.
Yeah, apparently too many young, attractive women are coming up to him asking him to growl for them.
Wow.
And he says he's annoyed by it.
You're also a butt pirate.
Listen, that's Taylor. True. In about 5 years, no one's going to be asking you anything, so don't worry about it. It'll all be over soon.
Keep this party going.
Let's keep this party going, shall we? Hey, we haven't answered my trivia question?
Let's see here. Let's go to Miguel.
Miguel!
Yes?
What's the name of the short film directed by Neil Blomkamp that eventually became District 9?
Is it Alive in Joburg?
Alive in Joburg. That's the name of it. Of course, Joburg being the colloquial term for Johannesburg there in South Africa where the movie takes place.
They don't have nearly that much time to say that.
Can't go Johannesburg. Right. That's lengthy.
Joburg.
Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to the advanced screening of District 9.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
They got to make the porn version District 69, right? Like, that's mandatory.
Sure. Nicely done. With aliens and like a little ghetto, yes. And next thing you know.
We have a winner, believe
it
or not.
We already talked to the winner,
just
Rodney.
Just talked to him.
Today's celebrity birthdays, model Marissa Miller.
Oh, my God.
He's 31 years old today.
Stop making those noises.
He dances around like a leprechaun every time we mention her name. Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes is 28 years old today. Melissa George, star of Alias and Grey's Anatomy, yay, turns 33. Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster, who had to get a breast reduction.
Yeah.
Because she just got, her boobs were too big.
And she still has massive
hands. She's still giant. Love that.
Giant size cans.
She's 33 years old today. Jerry Halliwell, who was Ginger Spice in The Spice Girls, 37. M. Night Shyamalan, who's the director of The Sixth Sense and other horrible movies, is 39.
I like the first 80% of Signs.
Really? You're high.
Well, and then it fell apart. I thought the beginning was kind of
that
cool.
That was before they had to explain what it was really happening.
Yeah. Trudged through that movie. Yeah. Trudged through it. And the lady in the lake, or whatever that effing thing was.
I didn't see that one.
Piece of crap. You got Paul Giamatti in a movie and he can't save it. Yeah. That's how bad that movie was. And then the Marky Mark on the train, The Happening.
Oh, sure, The Happening.
Yeah, brutal.
That was dreadful. Yeah.
It's just, he's bad on every level.
Remember when he came out and said, if you don't like his movies, you just don't get it?
You don't get it.
Yeah,
it's you.
It's not me, it's you.
That's what we say about The Kevin and Bean Show. You're not laughing your ass off, it's you.
It is you.
Because this show is brilliant.
Right.
You're just missing it.
That's what we say.
That's what we say. He's 39 years old today. And Michelle Yeoh
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is 47 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and we are on till 10.
What?
We've gone back to our previous schedule.
I've seen complaints.
Just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to an MMA fighter you may have heard of named Forrest Griffin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So stick around.
Forrest Griffin from Athens, Georgia. Nice right by Griffin. He locked him there.
I train hard, so when I walk in the ring, I know I've done my homework, I've done what it takes, and I know I won't quit.
Forrest Griffin.
Damn, I'm hungry. You have just witnessed three rounds of the greatest action seen inside the octagon in the history of the UFC.
I want to fight Quinn forever. You know, he's got the belt. Why wouldn't I want to fight him?
The winner, by unanimous decision, Forrest Griffin!
I want that guy to announce us everywhere we go, Kevin. Whenever we have an appearance, I want that dude on our side. It's finally here. UFC 101 is going to be Saturday night, August 8th, on pay-per-view at the Wachovia Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For the first time, we're very happy to welcome back to the program Forrest Griffin on the Kevin DeBeek Show.
Yeah.
Hey, Forrest, how are you, man?
Yo, what's happening, boss? How you doing?
We are good. We're doing fine. What's going through your mind as it gets increasingly closer and closer to Saturday?
We're actually on our way to a press conference right now, so I guess I'm going to answer a bunch of stupid questions. Should be fun.
What's the most stupid question that you can ask?
Let's get started with the stupid questions now.
So. Okay, all right. Now, what is the most stupid question, the one that you can't believe people keep asking?
I don't know. I don't really, to be honest, I don't pay any attention.
I gotcha.
Is that?
All right. I'm surprised that you're doing a press conference this close to the fight. Do you always do that, or it seems like you would be trying to get ready for the fight instead?
Oh, it's not like an optional thing where they ask you.
I see.
It's something you do. You know how it goes.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Let me ask you this then, Forrest, and forgive me if it is a stupid question. Is there something more that you can or want to do between now and the time the fight starts to really get ready? Do you have anything you save for the last day or two?
Making weight. That's pretty much it.
And how close are you right now?
I'm close. I should probably make it.
What happens if you don't?
I don't know. I've never not made it before, so. Let's not find out.
Yeah, no
I really
kidding.
I don't know. I've always made it somehow.
How do you how do you think about Anderson Silva? Because there's so much talk about pound for pound, the best fighter, blah, blah, blah. And he's had a very successful run, and it's hard to, I would think, and I'm not a fighter, though, but I would think it would be hard not to be a little intimidated.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, he's the best guy out there, but it's a good situation, you know. I know he's out there and fight'll fight well, so, you know, in the end, I think people will have, you know, a great respect for me. And what if he, you know, he's beatable.
Yeah,
well. Maybe not by me, but somebody's going to do it.
Oh, that's the Eye of the Tiger attitude we were looking for.
It seems like you guys get so much less payoff than other sports. You know, like the NBA, for example, they play 100 games or whatever. In baseball, they play 100 games. You guys do 99% training, and then you've got a couple of minutes of fight. Is that difficult, or do you like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, guys work every day, though. You know, in baseball, you got 182 games a year, you know, whatever. Every sport's different. You know, this sport's grown. The truth is, if talent goes where the money is. If the money was millions and millions of dollars, then semi-good athletes like me wouldn't be able to compete, you know. All those NFL guys would come steal my job.
So it's good that the money isn't better.
Yeah, if money was better, I wouldn't have a job.
Okay, all right.
See, you got to give Forrest Griffin credit for putting a positive spin on what most of us would look at as a negative. Hey, Forrest, maybe this is another stupid question, but how come you don't get a spiffy nickname like the Spider and the Prodigy and other guys that are fighting Saturday night?
You know, I think Forrest is kind of nickname enough, isn't it?
It's, sure.
Trees, woods, Woody, I don't know. Variation.
You should go with Woody.
Yeah.
Now, we were trying to think back. I don't think you've ever tapped, have you?
No, not yet. Don't jinx me.
No, I'm not trying to jinx you, but I just mean you have that reputation as being tough enough that you will continue no matter what's going on. And
yeah, no, that's not. I mean, if it's between something popping and me spending 6 months sitting in bed limping, whatever, I'm going to tap.
Right. That just hasn't come to that point yet.
Speaking of injuries, when you broke your hand, for instance, is that the type of thing that kind of makes you reconsider the job, or do you look at that and go, well, it just comes with the territory?
Oh, yeah. No, breaking your hand is just part of the game. You know, that's not a big deal. I was all right a couple weeks after that, you know?
Wow, you're...
Got me a little plate in there. I'm slowly becoming Wolverine.
They're replacing body parts with super strong metal?
I wish. Apparently that technology is not quite there yet. I thought me and Ricky Bobby were going to get that done.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a great fight. It's Saturday night, UFC 101 Declaration. Again, it's available on pay-per-view starting at 7 o'clock West Coast time out of Pennsylvania. And you fighting Anderson Silva, and then BJ Penn and Kenny Florian are also fighting. So that should be a great night.
Yeah, main event. All right, boss.
All right. Thank you, Forrest. We appreciate you coming on the show today.
All right, cool, bud.
Talk to you later.
Good,
bye.
Good luck. The Blink 182 concert at Verizon Wireless is coming up on September the 18th, I want to say. And congratulations to Kevin Bean listener Monica Rosario. Just won her tickets. She's also eligible for the grand prize drawing to win a smart car and a year's supply of free Arco gas. Grand prize drawing at the end of the summer. Ralph has joined us for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I'm just fed up with all these actors bitching.
Complaining about their lives.
I mentioned in the last hour, Ashley Olsen was upset because she had to go to work at 9 months old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now she's got $1 billion.
Really? Her and her sister are worth like $1 billion.
I know. That sounds like it can't be possible, like you're exaggerating, but it isn't.
No.
That's how much they have.
So she was bitter about how she had to work at 9 months old. What are you doing at 9 months old, by the way? It's so important you can't work. You know what you're doing? You're sitting there messing your diapers. That's what you're doing.
Good point.
Do something productive.
Maybe you can complain when you're 10. And you don't have a life, but when you're 9 months.
Hoo-hoo-hoo. You had to be held by Bob Saget as he read some bad dialogue. Oh, sorry for you. Now you get $1 billion for your troubles. Shut up. Yeah. Now Eric Bana's bitching. He's got a new movie coming out called The Time Traveler's Wife, based on the incomprehensible book by the same name.
I read that book, and it is confusing at times.
Thank you. Makes no sense whatsoever.
I think I saw the trailer last weekend before Funny People, and that's the one where he jumps around in time on accident or whatever?
Yeah.
It's lost all over again.
Yeah.
But he ends up naked wherever he goes.
I think the trailer looks confusing. Where do you read the book?
Oh,
did you read it?
I tried.
Yeah, it's tough.
Forget about it.
Anyway, he does have a few nude scenes in it, as Lisa mentions. And some of them are with Rachel McAdams.
Oh,
she's awful
yeah.
cute.
She's the real deal.
And
awesome.
That made him very uncomfortable, he said.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Boo-hoo-hoo, you have to get naked with Rachel McAdams.
Really?
Oh, headbutt. Right to you. First of all, you're freaking Australian. Come over here taking American actor jobs in the first place. Just be lucky we let you stay in our country.
And she's Rachel McAdams.
And she's Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
Come on now.
He said...
He's very good in Funny People, by the way, Ralph. You like Eric Bana as an actor. You're not real on him as an actor, right?
No, he's
just
good.
His attitude.
Pretty yeah. good. He was great in Munich, too, but he was real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
He was.
Wasn't so good in Incredible Hulk.
Didn't see that.
The first I don't think that was on him, though.
Hulk was really not so good.
He wasn't.
Really not so good.
Yeah. All right.
He said to make things go as smoothly as possible, he used to have his assistant close by with clothing for him he could throw on after shooting the nude scenes. Shut up.
Wouldn't you stay as naked as you could?
Especially if you had that body? Yeah.
For as long as you could.
Yeah, he's a great-looking guy. He's in great shape, and he's with Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
I would be naked. I'd show up naked. I would go in the makeup trailer, just putting pancake on me nude.
Each day.
Hey, Rachel, how you doing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It is a little chilly in here, isn't it? Here, let me adjust myself. That's what I'd be doing. Maybe that's why I don't work more.
Yeah, it could be.
Speaking of movies, I mentioned it earlier this morning, and I wanted to mention it again. I am in love with the people at RunP.com.
This is a great service.
When you go to the movies, often you are drinking a big Diet Coke through the trailers, you know, waiting for them to start. And about halfway through the film, that's when your bladder tells you no more. So you have to run out of the theater to go to the bathroom.
Well, first you have to judge, is there any way I can make it to the end of the movie?
Right.
And then you go, no, not going to happen.
Then you start watching very close and you go, this looks dull here, I think. Something just happened.
I got good again, shoot.
And then you're in the aisle and you're halfway to the exit door and you're turning around and you're walking backwards.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. So the people at RunP.com have listed moments in films where you won't miss much by sneaking out for a quick visit to the restroom.
Of new movies that come out?
Yes.
Awesome.
And it recaps what you won't be seeing while you're in the bathroom. It gives you, it fills in a little gap for you.
Yeah.
So shut up.
Ding.
So you don't really miss out too much on your movie experience. This is an idea that is so long in coming.
What a great service.
It really is. I don't know. I can't think of anything better. It's ever been on the internet.
Well,
porn.
Yeah.
They're also going to have an iPhone app, RunP is. So it'll be compatible with all the other mobile devices in the near future. So
that's available. That's where I first heard about it was the iPhone app. And it apparently a lot of users contribute as you go to see a movie this weekend, for instance. Kevin, when you go see Julie and Julia, you'll get home and you'll upload the best time to go to the bathroom in that movie.
Which is before, during, and after.
Kevin's just going to stay in the bathroom during the whole film.
I want Lisa and Kevin to go on a date to see that movie together. Yes. That's what I want to see happen.
Nope.
Yes.
Not I'll buy a popcorn.
Nope.
And then, do the trick.
And then cook dinner together afterwards.
Yes. And then make sweet love.
Oh, you must beat the flambé before you put it on the Cherry's Jubilee.
We could both pretend to be Julia.
I don't have cherries for Jubilee. Must go to the store.
Special store. I have to go to the special store.
Is Kevin, are you tougher on movies now that you're a noted actor your own self? Is that part of the problem here, is you can't look at them the same way anymore?
It is hard for other people to measure up to my success.
For those of you who may have missed it earlier in the show, we talked about Kevin's major motion picture debut.
I wouldn't call it
Dark Reel.
That.
Where he gets to play gay guy who bumps into others at bars.
I don't think I was supposed to be a gay guy.
Well, you got bigger problems. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
I just brought that to the part.
Excuse me.
That's it.
An interesting choice, though, for an extra who's got, you know, two words, 1 second on screen. Why did you choose to play him homo?
I don't know that I understood.
Just in the moment, man.
Yeah,
just in the
moment. You know, when you act you wouldn't know. Never
I wouldn't mind. Know.
Actually, it's not your debut because you both guys were both in Rockstar, too. I forgot.
Actors understand.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot your performance.
Kevin and Bean's Rockstar, yeah.
We should pull those out, too.
Let's not
bring those
that.
In later in the week.
That was not good.
We can have a retrospective.
We do not
at
stand
the American
by.
Cinematheque down there at the Egyptian Theater. We can have a film festival.
We don't stand by our work. It's not even work.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes is 28 years old today. Producer Josh Schwartz, who gave us The OC, and Chuck, and other fine television programs, is 33 years old. Marissa Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yahoo.
Model extraordinaire.
I wonder what a heterosexual would sound like if he was making noises like that.
Excuse me.
31 years old today. Melissa George from Alias and Grey's Anatomy celebrates her 33rd birthday. Soleil Moon Frye. Or some people call her Soleil Moon Frye.
Punky, sure, punky.
Her name.
She is a Punky Brewster.
And also,
also in Sabrina the Teenage Witch, she's 33. Jerry Halliwell, who was Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls, is 37. Michelle Yeoh from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is 47 years old. And writer-director Hack M. Night Shyamalan, who gave us The Sixth Sense and then took away so much from us. Mostly
took away
hours,
much more than
hours
Sense.
Of our time. He is 39 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, if you want to see the clip, it's one thing to hear us play the audio and to describe it. But if you want to see the clip, it's up at KROQ.com, Kevin DeBean page of his movie.
Just move on.
No, see it. You must tune in.
But it's everything Kevin loves about films. It's in black and white.
Right.
It's set in the 40s. He's wearing a suit. I mean, it's just perfect for him. I can see why they insisted on having him play that role.
Kevin's like a young Clark Gable.
That's right.
If he's
Kat Corbis next, 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Ignorance, the new one from Paramore, also some Foo Fighters. Lisa, your favorite song from Cypress Hill coming up. Yeah. News and more next on K-Rock.